Maybe we'll leave Yerushalayim for after the midterm. A lot of rich gemara here about Yerushalayim. Go back to Ayin Dalet on the base. We started this term with the Mishnah that says that Eid Echad is not Nemon by Knas. The gemara says Pshita. Of course Eid Echad is not Nemon. Eid Echad is not even Nemon by Momon. Eid Echad is not even Nemon by Momon. Rabbi Kiveger on the side of the gemara points out that you can tell from the Mishnah that there is no Chiv Shavuah by Knas. The Chiv Shavuah is only by Momon. But the whole idea of Shavuah, Shavuah Eid Echad, is that we tell a person you have to swear, and if you're not prepared to swear and in Rotsa Lishaba, then Mishalim. So if you're going to give him this option by Knas, either you have to swear that your version of the story is true, or we're going to make you pay. So his refusal to swear is like a Hedoaz Baldin. So Hedoaz Baldin, we know, is not Mechayiv Knas. Moedib Knas is Potter. Hedoaz Baldin Kemeidim Dami is only by Momin and doesn't apply to Knas. And maybe the whole din of Shua Seir Echod doesn't apply to Knas. That's what Rabbi Kiveger quotes the Taisus Liyal Dafim and Malafam and Beis. The Taisus says, and you can see from the Mishnah like that. So the Gemara asks on the Mishnah, it says, Tavach Amach Al Pi Eid Echad. Pshita, there's a Pasuk in Chumash that says that you have to have two Eidim to be Mevara, a matter of Mammon, let alone Knas. Of course you need two Eidim. The Gemara says, no, the reason why the Mishnah mentions Al Pi Eid Echad is Eino Nemon, is not Mechayiv Knas, because Al Pi Eid Echad is similar to Moide B'Yatzmo. And Moide B'Knas is Potter is only up until that time that Eidim come later on. That's a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. What's the din Moide B'Knas? Machakach Bo Eidim. So Shmuel holds, Moedib Iknas Vachakach Bo Eidim is Chayiv. And we pass like Rav, that Moedib Iknas Vachakach Bo Eidim is Potter. So the Gemara says, the simple Mashmos of the Mishnah is, the Mishnah puts together Alpi Eid Echad with Alpi Atzmo to teach us that Alpi Atzmo is the same as Alpi Eid Echad. Just like by Alpi Eid Echad, if Eidim will come later on, there'll be Mechayivim. There's no halacha that if an Eid Echad came in an issue of Knas, so the Eid Echad is not Neman, and that's the end of the story. Double jeopardy. You can't bring him to court another time. There is no such din. Double jeopardy is a din only in din in the Nefoshes. Doesn't apply to din in Mominus. So if you had first a din Torah based on Eid Echad, and it fell through, because the Bezin is not going to be Mechayiv Momon based on Eid Echad, then you have to have a din, and later on two Eidim come. So you have to be Mechayiv in the Momon later. So for the Mishnah would appear like Shmuel. Just like Al Pi Eid Echad, if Eidim come later, we will be Mechayiv him the moment of the Knas. So too, by Moedib Knas, if Hachakach Bo Eidim, we will be Mechayiv him. The Loshon HaGemara was, though, Rashi points out, the Loshon HaGemara was, Al Pi Eid Echad, if another Eid Echad will come later on. Yossi Eid Echad mitztaref bahadei, Mechayiv. If another Eid Echad will come later. So Rashi takes the Gemara literally. Tosfos says, yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean like that. An Eid Echad came today, and another Eid Echad is going to come next week, so you can be mitzarf today's Eid Echad with the Eid Echad that comes next week. That's a machlokes satanoim in Sanhedrin daf lamed. So however you paskin there, that's how you'll say over here. The Gemara doesn't necessarily mean if another Eid Echad comes. If two Eidim will come later on. But Rashi takes the Gemara literally, the simple translation of the words of Gemara. If another Eid Echad will come later, we will be mitzarev the Haggadah Seidus of that Eid Echad together with the Haggadah Seidus of the Eid Echad from today, and we'll say one and one is two, and you have two Eidim. So Rashi refers you to Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, that's a machlokes satanoim. That's what Tosfos refers to, the machlokes satanoim is in Hedin Daf Lamed. What's Taka the Din? Badin in the Farshis, the din is that it's no good. That the Gemara says the favors. Din in the Farshis, the two Eidim have to testify tachidei dibra of each other. And in fact, there's a problem there. How can you insist that you require the Haggadah Seidus tachidei dibra of each other? By case of din in the Farshis, it doesn't make any sense. So how do you interrogate the Eidim? You have to have a drish v'chakir to see him. Bedikas. They ask a lot of details to see if the witnesses are going to contradict each other. The Gemara says, the Mishnah quotes there, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, when he was single, when he was a young man, so he suggested to the Bezin, who was being done a case of Dinah Nefashis, that someone murdered someone else under a tree. So he said, ask him what kind of fruits there were growing on a tree, were they thick, uktzeh, gasin, uktzeh, dakin, whether the fruits were hanging on the tree, were they thick uktzin, were they thin uktzin, ask details to see if the witnesses are going to contradict each other. if the halacha requires that the witnesses, the two Eidim, by Din Nefashas, have to testify to the Dibra of each other. So obviously the second Eid is standing there the whole time when the first Eid is testifying. What does it mean? You're going to bring him in, you're going to put earplugs in his ears. It doesn't say anyway. You're going to invite the second Eid after the first one finishes. So how is it going to be Tarkade Dibra? I mean, we'll tell him, save the last sentence till the second witness comes in. Doesn't say anywhere. So the Pashtus in the Mishnah is that they used to interrogate the Eidim to see if they'll contradict each other. If they contradict each other, we throw it out. And if they don't contradict each other, then we'll have a whole discussion. The Bezim will discuss the merits of the case and the demerits of the case, whether he deserves an Einish Misa or not. And then if they'll think that he deserves an Einish Misa, so then the testimony that they got was really not acceptable. We'll insist that they should testify all over again. Second time, we won't ask him again. All the drish v'chakira, all the bedikas. We already know that. We already went through the whole chadgaya the first time. But the second time, we'll have to insist that they should repeat everything for the sake of the formality of having the halacha to say this terkadei dibra of each other. So the Gemara says that by dinin nefashis, for sure you need terkadei dibra of each other. By dinin mamonis, that's a machlekes hatanaim. Do we require that the Eidim should testify terkadei dibra of each other? We paskin no. Even if you hold no, that they don't have to testify terkadei dibra of each other, doesn't necessarily follow that if they're testifying on two different stories, let's say once I say that you owe me $100, I lent you $100, and you owe me $200 because your shor was mazik my automobile. So sach hakol, you owe me $300. I have one Eid Echad who testifies on the halvoy. He doesn't know anything about the hezik. I have another Eid Echad who testifies about the $200 hezik. He doesn't know anything about the halvoy. Not that he says the halvoy never took place. And I claim that they're both true. He borrowed $100 and he owes me $200 from Maisa Hezek. So the Rambam writes that in this case you have two Eidim to the extent of $100. You have Eid Echad who says $200, and you have another Eid Echad who says $100. So $100 for sure he pays me. The remaining $100 is going to be a Shavuos Eid Echad. So the Nitva will have to swear that it's not true. If he's supposed to know, he may not know. It could be that he wasn't there. How does he know? He may say any yadeh. If he says any yadeh, there's a whole discussion. What's the din? Okay, whole discussion. So just because you hold zeba yom amed v'chaver bala mocha, Rashi says that's our Gemara goes like Rabbi Shul Mekorcha. Zeba yom shemin dvarav shel zeh hayom k'shav v'chaver l'mocha shemin es dvarav. You can accept the witnesses not terkadei dibra of each other. So if not terkadei dibra of each other, it doesn't have to be asukim bosa when you need it. There's no shir. The second eight can come a week later. But nonetheless, it could still be that's a further machlekes hatanaim on the next daf there in Sanhedrin. It could be that you still require that the two Eidim should say about the same story. The two Eidim will testify that the halva took place. The two Eidim will testify that a hezek took place. The Rambam Paskin is not so. The Rambam Paskin is that even if one testifies on a halvoa and one testifies on a hezek, also your mitzaref, he says $200 of a hezek, he has $100 of a halvoa. So you have two eidim to the extent of $100, and you have the eid echad that's going to make a shvuas eid echad. So that's a further machlokes on the next daf in Sanhedrin. What if they're testifying on different incidents? What if one is testifying on a halvoa achar halvoa mitzaref? One Eid Echad testifies that a halva took place last month. Another Eid Echad, $1,000. The other Eid Echad testifies a halva of $800 took place this month. And the Taver says he owes me $1,800. He says they both took place. He owes me $800. So that's a machlekes satanam, whether halva achar halva mitztarfim to the common denominator. He says $1,000. He says $800. So is it mitztarf or not? So we paskin yes. Not only are they mitztarfim b'zeh hazeh, not techdei dibra of each other, even if they're not talking about the same story at all, they're also mitztarfim. In the Mishnah, in the Gemara, it's not really in the Mishnah, the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Makkos, the Mishnah has a din that in the case of din in the Foshes, you have to have a kat edim, you have to have a tziruf between the two edim, or more than two edim. So they have to be mitzosim roi meilu eselu. The edim have to be seeing each other. Let's say two people are hanging out the window. One is hanging out this window, one is hanging out the dormitory window. And Reuben dorm, and they're both watching a murder that's taking place in the middle of the street, but the Eidim cannot see each other. Each of the Eidim can see the murder take place in the middle of the street. So that's a Mishnah in Makkos, the end of the first parak, that's not we won't administer an Einish Misa under such circumstances. You have to have Some of the Edom over here have to be able to see some of the Edom on the other side. The Gemara says that din, special din, only applies to din in the Foshas, does not apply to din in Mominus. That's how the Gemara comments on the Mishnah. Mishnah never says one way or the other. In fact, the Gemara says when the Mishnah would appear, it seemed to appear that not so. The Gemara says you have a kasha. But that's the halacha. We distinguish between the Foshas and Mominus. That in the Foshas, in order that the Edom should be mitzvah from Yachad, we require that they should be Royim Zezeh. So the Gemara says that's one distinction. That's based on a Mishnah. It's a little bit against the Mishnah, but at least commenting on the Mishnah. That din in the Mishnah is only in Nefashis, not in Mominus. And then the other dinim of Nefashis are Machlekes HaTanoim. That in Nefashis, they have to be made to Kedibah of each other, so that's a Machlekes HaTanoim. Rabbi Shua ben Korchon HaChachamim, whether that din carries over to Mominus or not. And in the Nefashis, of course, they have to testify about the same incident. So what about a Mominus? What if it's a Halvoa Acher Halvoa? So that's a Machlekes HaTanoim. We paskin even Halvoa Halvoa is also Mitztarf. So in Shulchan Aruch and Chosh Mishpa, there is a Machlekes between the Ktzos and the Nesivas regarding this din. That in the Nefashis, we require Hagwada Seidus Terk Deidibu. Two Edom have to testify. Terk Deidibu of each other. Mominus, we don't. What would you say regarding Knas? Would you say that in Knas also you require Hagodah Tech Deidibra of each other or not? Our Gemara happens to be talking about Knas, and Rashi translates the words of our Gemara. Rashi takes it literally, Ki Osi Eid Echod Mitztarf. If an Eid Echod comes later, he'll be Mitztarf with the Eid Echod that came before. So Rashi learns the Gemara Kipshuto. That the Gemara is saying over here that by Knas, he can have the two Edim testifying not to Ekedei Dibra of each other. That Knas is not treated in the same fashion of Din and the Fashis. That's a Machlokes Diktsos and the Nesivos. The Osameach wants to push in the direction that Knas should be the same as the Fashis. Why? So he suggests that in a certain sense, the Edim by the Fashis, one might call him Edis Lekim Ador. Why? Edis Lekim Ador, we're used to that by Kiddushin, by Get. Taisus quotes, we're all going to Rabbein and Tam, and that a Get also needs. Edis Lekim Ador. Not all the Rishonim agree with the Rabbein and Tam, but that's the famous Rabbein and Tam, in Gittin Daf Dalad and Aleph. Wrote how you're all going to Rabbein and Tam, that everyone agrees that you need Edis Lekim Ador by Get, just like you need by Kiddushin. And Chalitza is a machlekes between the Nebuki Yosef and the Ramam, where they need Edis Lekim Ador by Chalitza. So that we understand Edis Lekim Ador means that the Chiyav, that the Kiddushin doesn't get off the ground, the Get doesn't take effect, the Chalitza is not valid unless it's covered with Edei Kiyum. Over here it's a different kind of Edis Lekim Ador. The Yerushalmeach says that the Gzeres HaKosev that teaches us to distinguish between Mominus and Nefashis, that by Mominus Zeh Bo'ayama Meir V'chaver Bo'lamachar Meir, that they can testify two different times, and Nefashis they can't. So he says, he wants to say because in the Nefashis you need the Bezin to make the Gemar Din. Calls man the Bezin doesn't make the Gemar Din, the fellow is not a Gavar Ketilo. That's in the Gemara. So he understands Gavar Ketilo means the Chi of Nisa. The Chi of Nisa doesn't happen by itself. When I murder somebody, or I'm a Chal Shabbos, I'm Vual Eshishish, so it doesn't engender immediately a Chi of Misa. If and when Bezin will make a Gemar Din, that'll create the Chi of Misa. That's what Rabbi Kiveger writes in Gilyan Ashas, on Makis, on Davav, and Aleph. Rabbi Kiveger and the Ktzos's brother wrote a little sefer on Chosh Mishpa called Truma Sakri. So they both write, they lived about the same time. So Rabbi Kiveger and the Ktzos was a little earlier. So the Ktzos's brother with Rabbi Kiveger both write the same pshat in the Gemara. It's not like Rashi and Ktzos. They write a similar pshat that by Malkus and Nisa and Knas, the Bezin is Mechadish Techiv. So that's what the Or Sameach says in a certain sense, the Edim. Edis Lekim Ador. If the Edom don't come to testify in front of Bezin can't make the Gemar Din, so the whole Chi of Misa doesn't get off the ground. So the Yosemech writes, he thinks that the same is true regarding Knas. That's a question whether Knas is really the same as Misa. We know that there isn't even a Midas Chasidus, that's the Hagos Hagro Oisalef on Adaf, there isn't even a Midas Chasidus to pay Knas on your own. That calls man, there's no Gmar Din of Bezin, so there's no Indian in giving over the Knas. So that's what the Osamech considers that in a certain sense, Edis Lekim Adover, that the Edim on the Knas are similar to the Edim on the Foshis and the Edim on Malkus, that they have to tell Bezin, And Bezdin by the Gemar Din is going to create the Chiyuv. So he wants to say that even Rabbi Shulman Karcha Shita, Zeh Ba Yom HaMeir, V'Chaver Ba Lama HaMeir, that would only be by Momin. But by Knas it wouldn't apply. The simple reading of our Gemar, the way Rashi points out, is not so. And he quotes the Machlok, the Ketzos, and the Nesivos. So what did the Gemara say again? The Gemara made a diuk from the Mishnah. That from the Mishnah would appear like Shmuel. And the Gemara quotes it later, 10 lines from the top of Ayin Hey or Med Aleph, Itmar, after the two dots, Moedi Beknas Vachakra Poedim, Rav Amar Potter, Shmuel Amar Chai. My time with the Rav, the Gemara says, because you have two psukim that teach you the same thing. Himatzi Simatzi Biyado Haganeva, Chaim Shnai Mishalem. Why does it say twice Himatzi Simatzi? We assume Loide Baterapil Hashem Meni Oda. So we darshan all the Lashon is Kfulu. So we darshan Himatzi Simatzi, Himatzi Biyadim, Timatzi Bidayonim. So you see from that pasuk that Moedi Beknas is Pati. You need Dafke Edim and Dayan. You can't pay on your own. So then you have another pasuk that says the same thing. Asher Ashin Alehim, Pratla Mashiach Satzma. No, we know already two psukim that Mashiach Satzma is not Chai. Moedi Beknas is Pati. Why do you need two psukim? So the Gemara says, according to Rav, that's how we paskin over here like Rav, you have to assume that the pshat is if you would have only had one pasuk, you would have said, Moedi Beknas is Pati means that you don't apply. Haidos Babdin Kameyu Edim Domi Teknas. But you wouldn't say that, you wouldn't know such a wild idea, that someone is Moedi Beknas, that's the end of the story. Even if Edim come later on, Moedi Beknas, Achakach Bo Edim, is also Pater. Means that once there's a Haidot, Pater is, why in the world should anybody say like that? Shmuel holds that it's not true. So Rav says, no, that's why I have two psukim. What does Shmuel do with this Taina? Shmuel also knows that two psukim. So the Gemara says, no, Shmuel holds, Shmuel Amaloch, Im Lo Elo Elgana Batzmo, that was at the beginning of the parak. We had the machlekes satanoim. At that time, it looked like it's only mashmos darshim ikibena. It looked like it's just a machlekes satanoim. Which parshin, which pasuk in mishpatim is referring to toyntain is ganav, which pasuk is referring to ganav? But then the Gemara said it's not just the mashmos darshim. Mashmos darshim means machlekes satanoim or machlekes amaroim, which has no nafkamina lahalocha. Just a machlekes. How do you zet sign the psukim? How do you interpret the psukim? So the Gemara first starts off that it's only Mashmoz Darshim. Then the Gemara says, no, it's a major nafkamina. They have two psukim that say Moedi Beknas Pata, they only have one pasuk. If you only have one pasuk, it's a Tavasta Bo Tafasta, Tafasta Meruva Lo Tafasta. So you say, the pasuk only tells you one chiddush. The one chiddush is that Haidaz Bal Din Kameidim Dami doesn't apply to Knas. Moedi Beknas is not going to be Mechayiv him. Bezim will not accept his Haidot to be Mechayiv him. But to say that Moedi Beknas constitutes a ptur, that even Achkap Bo Edim is also a pater, why should you say it like that? But now that you have two psukim that say the same thing, so the second pasuk must be adding on something over and above the first pasuk, it must be that that's what the second pasuk is adding on. That not only Moedi Beknas is not Mechayev, Haidoz Baldin is not Kmei Edim Domi, the Haidoz Beknas in the presence of a Bezin, Moedi Beknas in the presence of a Bezin, serves as a ptur. Shatlas, why? Why should it be so? Very strange. That's how we paskin. Very strange then.
How are we supposed to understand this halacha of halakhah after halakhah? It's not like what I've got to say this. Doish goes on the mindset, what happened? It one says Ezek, one says halakhah, or Machayim $100. How are we with Sarah?
There's no contradiction. He says the halvoah happened last week, and he says the hezek happened.
You don't have to weigh him on a mechayev.
Yeah, so that's exactly the chiluk between mammon and knas and mammon and misa. That mammon, the chiyuv mammon is chal right away, even before the bez makes the gemar din. Bez makes the gemar din. They're just paskin it, but they're not creating the chiyuv. So the first day echad says that he borrowed $1,000 last week, and he says he owes him $1,000. Second Erechot says that the Shor was Mazik and $800 this week, and he owes him the $800 already. So they have Atzad HaShor V'Shebehem that they both agreed that he owes him $800. By Knas, or by Misa, you can't say that the Erechot, the first Erechot said is very Chayv Misa, the second Erechot says very Chayv Misa. No, Erechot says he's not yet Chayv Misa. I know he did a Chilul Shabbos, he deserves Kilo, but he's not yet Chayv Misa until Bezdin makes the Gemar Din. So that's why by Misa, that's what the Osamechus, and that's why by Misa, we require that the Edom have to testify together on the same story of Rahim Zezeh. Because the Edom have to convince Bezdin that they should make a Gemar Din. So the Bezdin has to hear a Kat Edom on the case. You can't say you have a Kat Edom on the Chiv. There is no Chiv yet. You have to have a Kat Edom on the case. Yeah. Then the Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Gamliel was very fond of his Eved. Tevi Avda was very learned. All the stories in the Mishnayos and Brachas and in Sukkah and other places, stories about Tevi Eved, Rabbi Gamliel. So one day Rabbi Gamliel accidentally knocked out his eye. Must have been a doctor, Rabbi Gamliel. So he, the din is at the Eved is Yotze B'Shem V'Yayin, and Eved K'nayni. Eved Ivri is not Yotze B'Shem V'Yayin. Lo Yisaitze K'tzei Sa'avod. Amar Avriya is not Yotze B'Rosh Eivarim. But Tevi was an Eved K'nayni. So Rabbi Gamliel was very excited that his Eved K'nayni was Yotze B'Shem V'Yayin, and that'll be able to be Meshachar him. Normally there's a din. He would have liked to free him without knocking out his eye also, but we passed like Rabbi Akiva. And a Meshachar Avdoi, Oiva B'Ese, it's not permissible. Because there's a pasuk lelam hem tavoidu, so it's an isereshet to be mishachar and eved ivri, and eved k'nayni. So he's not allowed to be mishachar, but on this occasion, since he knocked out Hashem v'ayin, knocked out his eye, so the halacha says that he's mechuyiv to. So he's all excited. He says, "Oh, I just accidentally knocked out the eye of Tevi Avdi, so I'm going to set him free." So he's telling this to Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua is a rabbi with smicha, bona fide rabbi. The Gemara says Rabbi Shua is an abbez. Okay. So Rabbi Shua says, "Ein b'tivaracha klum." The moed b'knas does not apply in this situation. Now there are two versions exactly why it doesn't apply. So one version was Shaharei ein lo edim. Shekra ein lo edim. Sounds like if, in other words, Haiduaz baldin kme edim dami doesn't apply to knas. We can't take your word for it that you knocked out his eye, and based on what you said, allow you to give him a shtar shechur. Because Moed B'Knas is not Neman. You say that he knocked out his eye, we're not allowed to believe you. If the fellow, if Tevi Eved would have Eidim, if it would have been Yeshlo Eidim, so good. So Moed B'Knas V'achakap Eidim would be Chai. Or B'Patara Ein D'Varach Klum Shekva Ein Lo Eidim, he doesn't have any Eidim. It would appear from that Loshen, Ha Yeshlo Eidim, he would be Chai. Sounds like Moed B'Knas V'achakap Eidim would be Chai. Then Igmar quotes another Brice of Atanya, Ein B'Dvarach Klum Shekva Hodeisa. Because you are made, it doesn't say because ain't lo edim. Mashma from the Loshen Shekvahu Adesa, even if he will have edim later on, you'll be potter because made b'knas v'achakapa edim is going to be potter. The Gemara said, my love, Tanoihi, this seems to be the machlokes ha'tanaim, the two versions of what Rabbi Yeshua responded to Rabbi Gamliel. When Rabbi Gamliel told him that I accidentally knocked out ein avdi, tevi avdi, so Rabbi Yeshua told him, ein b'dvaracha klum, why not? So according to the version Shekvar ein lo edim mashma that he holds like Shmuel, the body b'knas v'chakach bo edim would be chayv. But according to the other version Shekvar hodeisa, sounds like that's it. Hodeisa, even if edim will come later on, he'll remain potter. So it sounds like the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. That's how the Gemara suggests. Then the Gemara says not necessarily. So it could be that it's a different machlokes. Could be that nobody holds like Shmuel. Okay. Yeah, but the Gemara just parenthetically the Gemara mentions over here. On the last line on Ayin Dalet Amid Beis, that you only apply Moedi B'Knas Potter if he's Moedi B'Fnei Bezen. Shani Rabbi Gamliel, the Loi B'Fnei Bezen Oedi. Rabbi Gamliel was Moedi not in the presence of Bezen. In matter of fact, Akasha, what do you mean? But he was talking to Rabbi Shua, the Av Bezen. So what does that mean? The Av Bezen alone, one man alone, that means there were two other rabbis with him, or two other religious Jews with him. Don't you need a Bezen of three? The Gemara answers that Ishaloi be bezn have, but Ishaloi lohoi bezn yoshvim lo makim shiras bezn have ela bashu kodalom. It wasn't b'toris meida b'fnei bezn. Has to be b'toris bezn. Yeah. What did the Gemara think that the av bezn? If someone is meida b'knas in the presence of the av bezn, even though there's no bezn of three, that's good enough. The Gemara assumes that Rabbi Yeshua was such a prominent rabbi, he's always flanked with policemen, always had bodyguards. What are they afraid of? Someone's going to start off at the chief rabbi. He's going to be Mako. He might throw stones at him if he says a kula or something. What is he afraid of over here? Did he have another two people? L'chayra, you can't be moed in the presence of one person. Moed b'knas potter is only if you're moed in the presence of the bezin. So the stomach of the Gemara means he was moed to Rabbi Yeshua. There must have been another two rabbis there listening into the conversation. Gemara says, yeah, there were three rabbis, but it wasn't B'Torah's Bezen. It's not B'Torah's Bezen. It's not called Moed B'Knas Potter. Okay. We had the Gemara on the next daf where the Gemara says that Moed B'Knas Potter is only for Moed in the presence of the Baldin. So here also, Tevi was not around. So Gemara could have given that reason also, that Moed B'Knas Potter only applies to Moed B'Fnei Bezen, in the presence of the Baal Din, namely in the presence of Tevi Avdo. So Tevi wasn't around, so that's why Ma'ariv B'Knas Pata wouldn't apply. Tevi is the Baal Din. Tevi is going
to... Does he have to make a claim? Does he have to
come to bed? I mean, Rabbi Gamliel knows the din on his own.
Yeah.
But you have to have Eidim to testify. Sof kol sof, the Gemara treats it like a knas. So you have to have two Eidim. So the Baal Din has to bring the Eidim and meet Tobea his freedom. Mm-hmm. That's what you see from this Gemara. That's the mashmos of the Gemara. You have to have a tvi of the Baal Din, and he has to bring the Eidim with. So the Gemara has Akasha. And this machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara is going to go on a whole daf Gemara to try to prove who's right and who's wrong. We assume la halacha that Rav is right. So then it's going to be a machlokes within Rav. When Rav says, Moideh b'knas potter, even achgach bo'edim, is that only if he's Moideh b'knas in such a way that he's chiyav atma klum? He's mechayv himself something. He admits gan afti. So the keren he has to pay, that's how he does Baal Din Amam. And the kefil he doesn't have to pay, that's Moideh b'knas. But if he's going to say, the Edom already came and testified that Ganav, so the Edom already went Mechayv and Keren and Kefal. Then the Ganav is going to admit on his own, not only Ganavti, it's worse than you think. The Edom testified in front of Bezin, Ganav, is Chayv, Keren and Kefal. So that's all they know. Then the Ganav all of a sudden gets a hero tshuva, and he's going to admit, not only Ganavti, Tavachta Mecharti as well. But it's Lochi Yavatzma B'Klum over there. So that's going to be an ongoing machlokes amaroyim. They're going to try to prove from Mishnayos and Brises. So some of the proofs are better than the others, but then nothing is really conclusive. So it's not going to be a conclusive proof. We assume like that it's only considered a Moideh b'knas potter if he's chiyav atzmo b'mashehu. If the hodos mechayv himself at least in keren. If the ganav is Moideh ganavti and we accept what he says hodos b'adin and the keren and the kefil, it's Moideh b'knas is potter. So then you'll say that's Moideh b'knas potter. That's called the Haidah. The Haidah is Mechayvim something. But if you've already established that Ganav, two Edom testify that Ganav. And then the Ganav is going to say, not only is that so, not only Ganavti, it's even worse than you think, Tavachta Mecharti as well. So when he's admitting the Tavachta Mecharti, he's admitting the Dalad Dehei, he's not Chiv Atzma Bekum. So we pass from Halacha that that's not called Haidah, that's not called Moideh b'knas. But the Biknas is going to be Potter, Afilu Achakach Boed, and we pass like Rav. That's only if there was a Haidor that was Mechayvim in something. But if the Haidor wasn't Mechayvim in anything, then the Haidor never got off the ground. So that's going to be a Machloikis, and then we're going to try to prove it from Mishnayos and Brises. The proofs are not so conclusive.
What are you doing in Moideh that you freed your Rebbe? What are you Mechayvim?
Right, that's what the Gemara says. That story of Rabbi Gamliel. With Rabbi Gamliel, with Rabbi Yeshua, they were all discussing, that's all on the assumption that even though you're not mechayv yourself anything, it's against this. It's against this svar. Yeah. The Gemara points it out. Amar Rabbi, that's 10 lines from the bottom of Ayin Hamad Aleph. Amar Rabbi, ki pachti the sovede beirav. I can prove that Rav Hamnuna is wrong. Rav Hamnuna is the one who says, mistavet time the rav, it's only, he says, ganafti. Sharechi v'atzma b'keren. Avalama loy ganafti, and then Adam testifies and says tavach mecharti loy chiyav atzma b'klum potar atzma b'klum. That's not called Moideh b'knas. So Rava says it's contradicted by this whole story by these tanoi, and it's contradicted. Hein contradicted mark, but that's the accepted opinion that the only time it's called Moideh b'knas that it should be potar even achgach bo'edim is if it's chiyav atzma b'klum. If potar atzma b'klum, we assume it's not called Moideh b'knas potar. Yeah, like Rav Hamnuna. So the Gemara first suggests maybe this is a machlokes hatanoim. Why? Because we have a brisa. The brisa says ro'a edim shememash mishim aboy. The Ganav sees that he's going to get into big trouble. The edim are coming to Bezin, they're going to testify. They're going to betovach hamach. He knows what he did, so he wants to admit it on his own in order to pater himself. He wants to make it into a moideh b'knas potter. So the story goes, the Ganav sees the Edom are on the way to go to Bezin. He runs into the Bezin, he beats the Ganav, he beats the Edom to it. He says, Ganavti, avalo tavachti v'lo mecharti. So the Brisa says, Edom Shalom ala Karen. He's moida on his own. He says, Ganavti. So he only pays Karen, he doesn't pay Kefal. Kefal is Knas, Moideh b'Knas is Potter. And he doesn't pay the David Vehi either. Because that's also knas. The only thing he pays is the keren. Einam mishalem el keren. So what do you see from this story? So the Gemara thought, the ganav sees the edom are on their way to testify in Bezna. He runs quickly to the Bezna, he admits, and then the edom are walking slowly. That's how the Gemara thought. The edom are walking slowly. So when the edom finally come half an hour after he gave his whole story, so the edom are also going to testify. So it's going to be moed biknas v'achkach bo edom, and the brisa seems to give the psak edom shalom ala keren bilvad. He doesn't pay kefil, and he doesn't pay dal of the hay, because moed biknas. Vayde b'knas is pater on all of that. Nahamo. So you see that what are you proving over here? Vayde b'knas v'achakach bo'edim is also pater. That's the proof. Vayde b'knas v'achakach bo'edim is also pater. So it's a proof to Rav and Akasha against Shmuel. That's how the Gemara presents it. Esvei Rav l'Shmuel. This was Rav asked this Kasha to Shmuel that there's a brisa that seems to say beferish like Rav said, that he'll be pater the unavoid from the knas. So Shmuel interprets the brisa. Amalei Shmuel answers Rav, the Edom never showed up. When the fellow runs ahead of them and he admits that the ganavti v'tavachti macharti, so the Edom heard that he went already, he was moida, so there's no use for them to testify. So they go home. If they would have realized that if they come and testify, they'll be mechayiv from the kefil dal, hey, they would have testified. They probably thought the din is like Rav. That's taka the din. The Edom are learned it over here. So they thought the din is like Rav, that's the Pipsak Halacha, so why should they come and testify? But Shmuel holds not so. So the Toveh is going to lose over here because the Edom never show up. How can you say the Edom never show up? It's Muchach from the Brice, that's not true. Homerik Tani, say for Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Yavo Edom v'yoidu. Rabbi Shimon also says, let the Edom come and testify, it doesn't bother me. Michlal Tanakam Mesav Eloi. It would appear Tanakam holds, the Edom didn't go home, it's not Chozer Edom Lachareim. The Edom are still here. But the Tanakama holds that we tell him not to testify because Moed B'Knas V'Achakach Bo'edim is not useful, is not meaningful. Against the Shmuel. Shmuel says Moed B'Knas V'Achakach Bo'edim is chayv. So that's Esvei Rav L'Shmuel. So you see from Rabbi Biktani say for Rabbi Lozber Rabbi Shimon Yevaidim Yehidim Machal Tanakam Sov Eloi. Tanakam is talking not Chazer Edom Lacharim. The Edom are here, and Tanakam says it won't be of use at all. Won't be of any good use if the Edom are going to come and testify later. So you see, beferish Tanakam holds like Rav. So Shmuel says you're right. I have to admit it's a machlekes satanam. Tanakam says like you, but I latch on. I hold like Rabbi Lozber Rabbi Shimon. Sure. Isn't there a Tana says like me, the son of Rab Shim Baichoy? Big Mukubal. He studied with his father in the cave for so many years. Kabos. He says, I hold like that Tana. I know the Amikar Blaz Rab Shim. I hold like that Tana. So it's a machlekes hatanaim. Shmuel says it's a machlekes hatanaim. So the Gemara says, well, Shmuel, we pushed him into the corner. He has no way out. So he has to admit it's a machlekes hatanaim. And Tanakam is not like him. Lishmuel vare tanoi. Shmuel is forced into it. L'rab mi leima tanoi. According to Rab, do you also have to say that it's a machlekes hatanaim? Or is it possible to interpret the machlekes between Tanakam and Rab Lozber Rav Shimon in a different fashion that they should both hold like Rab? Omalach Rab. Rab can say not true. I know the Yam Rafil Rab Lozber Rav Shimon. I can hold like either Tan over here. Akan lo kamar Rav Shimon alazah hasim ala mishim to come by the machmas biasusu de edim. It's a different story. The Gemara said different. It could be. It's a different machlekes hatanaim. What motivated the Ganav to be Moide? He saw the Edom, Roh Edom Shemamash Mishimaboim. That's how the Brisa begins. That's how it starts off. Roh Edom, the Ganav sees the witnesses, Shemamash Mishimaboim. They're on the way to testify. So the Gemara said, maybe that's the Machlokes Satanaim. Maybe the Yolim, all the Tanaim agree, Moide Biknas Vahakach Bo Edom is Potter. The only reason why Rab Lozber Rab Shimon holds over here, Yavo Edom Yoido, because the Haidor over here was not a valid Haidor. It was brought about. The Moed B'Knas was brought about because he was petrified. He knew the Edom were on their way. It was Machmas B'Asusa the Edom. And maybe that doesn't constitute a Haidos Babdin. So maybe that's the Machloikes Satanoim. That's how the Gemara suggests. Amalach Rav, the Gemara suggests, not necessarily true. You don't have to say, according to Rav, that it's a Machloikes Satanoim. I know the Amra Filer Rab Lozber Rab Shimon. Rav can hold like Idatan. Ah, kamachamar ablaz b'shimin hasam el dekamoidim achmas b'asus adiyim. That's why he holds the hadoras baldin doesn't pata, because the whole hadoras baldin was motivated by the b'asus adiyim. Aval hoch in a normal case, in any no hoch, we're not talking about any other normal case. Aval hoch in any other case, the moed me'atzma, if the ganav is moed on his own, perhaps it should follow afil ablaz b'shim moed. That's a valid moedim b'knas should be potter. I feel that Rav Blaz Rav Shimon was moedet. Rav Blaz Rav Shimon says Yavoi Eidu Yaidu, let the Eidim come and testify. That's in that case because the Hoido was machmas b'asus of the Eidim. Aval Hocho, but in any other normal case, Hocho doesn't. There's no specific case. Hocho means, but in any other normal case where he wasn't pressured into being moedet because of b'asus of the Eidim. Aval Hocho, in another case, moedet b'atma for the Rav Blaz Rav Shimon moedet. He would also agree that the Eidim cannot be Mechai. Moedim Knas V'chakach Ba'Eidim would be put. Then the Gemara qualifies it. That's the first Machlekes, Rav Shmuel. Shmuel is forced into saying it's a Machlekes HaTanaim, and Rav is free to say otherwise. Rav is free to say, no, the Machlekes HaTanaim is a different issue. They both agree. All the Tanaim agree that Moedim Knas V'chakach Ba'Eidim is put. The Tanaim argue, what about a Haidoah's Baldin, Haidoah that's Machmas Be'asus HaDeidim? Does that count as a moedim b'knas potter or not? What motivated him to be moedim, not out of the goodness of his heart, what motivated him to be moedim was they was afraid the Eidim are going to come and they're going to be mechayiv him. So that's the machloikis satanai. Okay. And then the Gemara has the other machloikis. Amar Rav Hamnun, and Mistavim Ilsa, the Rabbam gan after, bo Eidim shikonav potter, sharichi v'atzmo b'keren. Avalam alo gan after, bo Eidim shikonav, v'chaz v'yam tavachtim acharti, bo Eidim shtavachim ocha, chayov. Why doesn't the Hoidos Badin Pater and Alvehei Shari Pater Atzma Miklum? It's not called the Hoido. Hoido means that he's Moide and the Bezin's going to act accordingly. They're going to make him pay some money. But over here, he doesn't pay anything on Dalvehei. The only time he pays it, he says Gonafti. So the Karen is Mammon and the Kefil is Knas. So you'll say, Hoidos Badin Kamehim him down. On the Karen. So Bezin will accept the Hoidos Badin and be Mechaiv him some money. But if he's making a Hoidos Badin, that's not Mechayiv him anything. Mar says, that's not called a Hoidos Badin. That's what Rav Hamnun says. And Rava comments that this is in total contradiction to everything that we discussed earlier with Rabbi Gamliel and Tevi Avdon, Rabbi Yeshua, and so on. So that's the question, so which one should give? Who should mean it chemipnei me? Who do we declare made a mistake over here? Do we say Rav Hamnun's qualification is not valid? Rav Hamnun claims... Rav Hamnuna claims that Rav's din only applies if he's chiyav atzmo b'mashuhu, and then the brayse of the Tanoim contradicts it. So that's a shaila. Which opinion do we accept? Lamaisa, we only accept that the Rambam has it. We're not going to find it in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam has it that moedim b'knas poter even applies when he's lo chiyav atzmo b'klum. That what? Only if Nachman, Moedim b'knas v'achkach b'oedim is only going to be potter like Rav if chiyav atzmo b'mashu, if he was mechayiv himself. We do accept Rav Hamnuna's din. The Gemara says that Rav Yechanan said the same. Bitmanami name Rav Yechanan Eretzel. Rav Shmuel lived in Bavel, so Rav Hamnuna made a comment within Rav's din, and then the Gemara says Bitmanami in the name of Rav Yechanan and Eretzel. They say the exact same thing. Yeah. Then the Gemara has on the first white line, Amar Rav Ashi, he's gonna make a diuk. He's gonna prove that Rav Hamnun and Rav Yechanan's qualification is correct. That the only time it's called Moedim B'Knas, that it should be Potter, Afil Achakap Boedim, is if the Hoidoah was Bechai Vatzma B'Mash. Amar Rav Ashi, Masnistan Brayson, Nami Deiko. I'm gonna prove a diuk from Mishnah, from a Mishnah Brayson. You're gonna go one at a time. Masnistan, this is not our Mishnah. What does it say in our Mishnah? And I ain't Dalit and Mevase. What's a funny case? Why doesn't it say Gonav Tavachamach al Piedech or al Piatzmo? What does it have? Gonav al Pishnayim? No, that's his question. Ravashi's question that says in the Mishnah Nachamal, Gonav al Pishnayim Tavachamach al Piedech or al Piatzmo. Mishalim Kefal and Mishalim Dalad Behei. Lam Le Tani Gonav al Pishnayim. Mishnah, what is a gonav al pishnayim? Listen, gonav b'tovach amacher al piyadech or al piyatzma. In a mishalom elo kere. Why does it have such a funny case? Should I have that? The whole thing was al pi hadoras baldin. Alav hokamashmon. The reason why the Mishnah, the Gemara, first piece of Gemara, and I am dalin on the base right after the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, gonav al piyadech or is dach pshito? You need to weigh them. Edechad is not neman in mammon. It's certainly not neman in knas. The Gemara had before edechad is neman in kaparet. It's a different thing. If an edechad comes and says that ma'aser amud b'hasu ahar against the adam, so that's the Gemara before. But to shita mukubetzes, but you don't need to shita mukubetzes. The Gemara was beferis. That's one of the differences between kapara on the one hand, as opposed to mammon and knas on the other hand. Kapara is considered bein adam amokum. So edechad is neman. Edechad neman v'isum. Eidechad is not neman and mom and knas. That's been adam lachaveru. So for that you need shnei egim shem. So the Gemara made the diuk on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Gonav al pi eidechad is dapshita. Eidechad is not neman. Not even neman by mom. Why is it repeated here? We know that din. It says, "Gonav al pi eidechad or al pi atzmai. Al pi atzmai is the chiddush that moed b'knas is pata. Why does it mention b'chalal gonav al pi eidechad? It's a pasuk in chumash. Al pi eidechad is not good." The Mishnais don't have to repeat often a Pesuk in Mechum. Mishnais have to tell us what is the Torah Shemalpeh adding on to the Torah Shemalpeh. That's not how Beferi should Pesuk. It's not anything hidden. It's an explicit Pesuk in Mechum. Shedechot is not Neman. By Apishnei Edom Yochum Dover. The Gemara says, you learn Dover Mimamin. Kimotzba Erviz Dover. It's learned that from Apishnei Edom Yochum Dover. Dover, everybody knows it goes on Mamin. Everybody knows that that's Pshat. So you need a Mishnah to say Apiyedech. The Gemara said, no. Puts al piyadecho dumi dal piyatzmo ma al piyadecho. If another aid will come later, if two aidim will come later, for sure he'll be chay. So to al piyatzmo, if two aidim will come later, he'll be chay. So the Gemara said, so that diuk was against Rav. That diuk, they made a diuk from the Mishnah that the Mishnah goes like Shmuel. Problems that we pass like Rav. The answer is no. Rav Hamnuna comes to save him. Rav Hamnuna says that the only time Rav would say moedi biknas v'achakap o aidim is pater. The only time it's called moedi biknas, that it should be achakal ba'edim, should be potter, is if he's chiv atzma b'bashiv, chiv atzma b'klum. But in the case of the Mishnah, it's gone about pishnayim, to edim made him into a ganav. Then, tovach machar al pi atzma. So there's no chiv atzma b'klum. So that's not even called the hoidwaz b'avdim. That's not called ma'edim b'knas. That's why it's put together with gone about pishnayim, al pi edechot, just like al pi edechot. If two edim will come later, will be machayim b'knas. Edechot is not a potter. So there's no halacha, you can't have a second in Torah. The double jeopardy is only by nefashas. You can't have a second in Torah. In the first round, the taver loses, the nitva doesn't have to pay because it's only eight echad. In the second round, I'll have two edim. Another two edim, I'll have one egg, will be start with the first egg. However you read the Gemara, Rashi, Tosef, however you read the Gemara. So the Gemara says now, Amar Avashi, Avashi says, yeah, we started off the commenting on the Mishnah that the Mishnah is meduyik like Shmuel, the Teretz is not Mishnah, it's meduyik like Rav, that the only time you say moedim b'knas v'achakach b'oedim is pater is in such a funny case, such an irregular case on moedim b'knas. It turns out he's only moedim on the dalet v'hei, he's not moedim on the keren. But if he's moedim going after v'tavach t'macharti and chiv atzma b'keren, then achakach b'oedim will be pater. Other rabbis, the diuk, if you read it slowly and carefully, the dig for the Mishnah is just the reverse, that a raya to Rav, not a raya to Shmuel. Once you know Rav Hamnuna's qualification, that Rav din doesn't always apply, then fakir, it's a raya to Rav. Masnisin is not gone, l'apishnayim tochim achal pi erachal pi asma, l'apishnayim tochim tal v'hei. L'amad etani gone, l'apishnayim, listeni, why doesn't it just give a case? He admits and everything. It allowed the answer is, hokamash malon gone, l'apishnayim tochim achal pi erachal pi asma, hu dolem echayi batzma, kehuri amin al pi asma, dumin al pi erachot. Etc. Etc. But Abba Gana B'Tavach Hamoch Al Pi Edechod Al Pi Atzma Chiv Atzma B'Keren Laim Al Pi Atzma Dumin Al Pi Edechod. Why? Because Meir B'Knas V'Chakach Bo'edim is Potter. Rather, Rabbi. So once you know Rav Hamnuna's qualifications, so the Mishnah is Meduyik like Rav, not Meduyik like Shmuel. Mishnah Meduyik like Rav, and that's how we pass them. Sure. That was the Rav Ashi says he has a Hechoch from a Mishnah and from a Braisa. So the Mishnah was our Mishnah. That the original initial diuk that the Gemara made from the Mishnah at the beginning, we didn't realize Rav Hamnuna's comment. At the beginning, they were working like the Tevi Avdo story. Even in the case where the fellow's Maida on the whole Knas, and he's not Machayev Atzma B'Klum, it's also called Maida B'Knas Potter, even Ahakah, Bo'edim, according to Rav. once you get the Rav Hamnuna's qualification that he limits the din of a Rav only to a case of Chiyav Atzman B'Klum, so then Fakir, then the Diyuk is like Rav, not like Shmuel. See, the problem is the Rambam quotes this story by Rabbi Gamliel, Peregimel Halacha Ches, where? In Hilchos Geneva. Peregimel Halacha Ches in Hilchos Geneva. Right, it has to be in the presence of a bezin. It has to be that they're sitting b'teres bezin. Stam if they're strolling bashuk, then it's not called moide b'knas poter. Aval moide chutz lebezin of shehoide b'fnei shnayim b'vad v'achakach bo edim. I raise a mishalom knas on in case that hoide b'bezin shegonav v'achakach bo edim shegonav poter men akev sherechi v'atzma b'keren kodim shevoed. So the Rambam never quotes the story with Rabbi Gamliel and Tevi. He just writes that din is like Rav.
Isn't there a mashma that Shaf Mikrum means that in the first place you lied about the Geneva and said no Ganafti?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like any Hodah that you're not Mechayev Karen.
What do you see from the Rambam? That what?
He lied and said, I'm not
going to have anything. Yeah, that's the Gemara's case.
But in a regular case, you're moved that to the base of Gimel.
You mean we so already established Adam came and they said, Ganafta. What does he say?
Ganafti, aval lo tavafti mechartis.
Okay.
So there is Hodah is not any Karen, but still, he didn't say in the beginning that I'm not going to have anything. Meaning, it sounds like Naram a little bit that the Patat from Yuklum is that in the beginning he lied and said.
Only if he lied. Ram was just quoting the Gemara. However you read it in the Gemara. I don't know, you have to. The only time you say that Patarat Mimiklum is when he lied originally. And if he didn't lie, then you would say that he is chayiv. So let's say he admits that he was makish shein avdoi. No one's lying at all there. So the Gemara, the Pashup Shatim, Mohammed Rabbi, Kipakta, the Savit Bei Rab. This Rab Hamnune and Rab Yechanan, they're all contradicted by this whole discussion over here. The way you're saying, there's no contradiction, that the only time you say, Moide b'knas, if lo chiyav atzma b'klum. The only time it's not called Moide b'knas is if he had to tell a lie first. But if he didn't lie, not. So, but the story of Rabbi Gamliel, he didn't tell any lie. Other than told the truth from the beginning to the end. The Gemara puts it together. No. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that Rav Hamnuna with Rav Yechanan with Rav Ashi, the final maskana is that it's only called Moide b'knas if he makes a Hidoz Baldin. A Hidoz Baldin has to be mechayev, has to be valid for something. It's a Hidoz Baldin only a knas. It's not a Hidoz Baldin a mom. He said, there's no Hidoz Baldin. He walks away. He's part of Miklum. So it's not called a Hidoz Baldin. So Nachum also, Rav Ashi also says, Rav Hamnune and Rav Yechanan and Eretz Yisrael, they say the same as Rav Hamnune. And then Rav Ashi says the same. It Manami Abachir Rabbam Rav Yechanan says the same. And then Rav Ashi says, when the Mishnah and the Brice are not Miduik like that. So the Mishnah, he said the deal. What's the deal on the Brice? The Brice is not so clear. Brice, the Tanya, Roy, and Mishim Mashmi Shim and Boy, Mamma Ganapti, Avalot of Achtavla Macharti, and Mishal Mela, Karen. Nachama. Ra Eidim Shemimash Meshimaboim. Vyama Ganavti Avalota Vachti Vloma Harti. Eina Mishala Mela Karen. He could have said for the same money, the price, he could have said, Ra Eidim Shemimash Meshimaboim Vama Ganavti Vitavachti Macharti. Why does it say Lo Tavachti Vloma Harti? Could have said Tavachti Macharti. So Moedi Viknas is Potter and that also. So that's the Gemara's question. Lama lo nisne v'yama ganafti ava lo tavachti v'lama charti nisne ganafti o tavachti ma charti either or, either one case or the other case. Why does it have to be davke lo ganafti? Elo zog di Gemara, ho kamash malon nazvos. Elo ho kamash malon time of the Omar. Ganafti hu dechi v'atzma b'keren. Then you say, Moedi Viknas is Potter. Avalama lo ganafti. ובו ועדים שגונה, בכל זאת אומרת כתבחתי מלאכת, בו ועדים שתבח המוחר, לא חייב עצמה בקרן חייב. So what do you see? That הוידה בקנס פוטר only applies if חייב עצמה במשהו. על מהוידות תפיך לאו הוידוי, he because he wasn't חייב himself in anything. So that's the Gemara's argument, don't you see from the Brisa, Rav Ashi says, don't you see from the Brisa, the same as Rav Hamnuna, the same as Rav Yechanan, everybody say the same thing. If lo chiyab atzma b'chum, it's not called the hoidu asbab. So then the Gemara says, from the Brisa is not so muchach. Amri, the Amoraim argued with Rav Ashi, and they said, lohi, you know, can't necessarily prove it from that Brisa. The Gemara says, lo, Amri, lo, it's not so. He gufu, kamashma, maybe this itself is what the Brisa told me. Kim namu ganaf, te abkab damu, lo, te bach, te bala machar, te bala machar, te bala machar, part of my time, huh? Maybe the Bryce is telling me this chiddush. If he says Gonafti, so he's chivatzma bekeren, so he's potter from the kefil. So even if Edim, even if he doesn't say anything on the tvicha mechira, if Edim will come later and testify that tovach mochar, he'll be potter from paying the dalid vehe, because since he was moed b'knas potter on the kefil, so if there's no kefil, so then there's no dalid vehe. The dalid vehe is including the keren with the kefil. So by shor it's another three, and by the seh it's another two. But if he's potter in main kefil, ain't dalid vehe. If you're potter from kefil, he's chayvin keren, because that's hadoz bad din kemeidim dami on moment. But on the kefil, he's going to be potter. So the Gemara says, maybe that's what the Bryce is telling me. Maybe he goofed kamashma kevin amaganaf the abagav damalot tevachtu v'lamachad banim shtavach mochar potter. It's not potter on the dalvehe because of moedi b'knas potter. No, it's not because of that. My time, but because he's potter on the kefil. No one forced him to make a haidor on the kefil. So that's a good haidor to potter. My time, tashlumi abo v'chamisha machmanav lo tashlumi. It's supposed to be Chamish Bokshom Tachas Asher, Rabbitson Tachas Haseh. So here, where he's not going to have to pay the kefil because he's Moedi B'Knas Potter, he doesn't have to pay the rest. So the Gemara thinks that whether Rav Ashi Sarchoch is a conclusive Haychoch or not. From the Brisa, from the Mishnah, it sounds like it. From the Brisa of the Yagi. But bottom line, what do you have? You have all the three big Amarim. You have Rav Hamnuna, then you have Rav Yechanan and Eretzel, then you have Rav Ashi. They agree with Rav Hamnuna. So that's the din like Rav Hamnuna says. Then the Gemara says, well, we have a funny Brisa that has a Machlokes HaTanaim. We don't know what in the world the case is that they're talking about. Should we assume that this is the case? The Brisa has a Machlokes Simchas and the Tanakame on some kind of a rare case. And it's unclear. So the Gemara is guessing, so they suggest maybe this is the case, Rav Hamnuna's case. The assumption is like Rav, Moedi B'Knas V'Chakap O'edim is Potter, but maybe that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. Would he be Potter even in a case where it's when he was Moedi B'Knas, it was Lo Chiyav Atzma B'Kum? So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. You can interpret the Brisa differently. It never says never even says that they're arguing. It just says Simchas, in the name of Simchas, something is quoted. Sounds like quoted as if he's disagreeing with the Tanakhama. So there's a missing, the case is missing, and the Tanakhama is missing. Everything is missing. So you can fill it in however you want. So the Gemara first thought, Lema Kitanai, should I say this is the way to fill it in? Machlokes HaTanaim, whether you say like Rav Hamnuna, or you don't say like Rav Hamnuna. The Gemara backs down. Let's see. Lema Kitanai, Hoyishnai Midim Shigonim, Hoyishnai Midim Moshe Tavach HaMachu, who's made a Geneva? If the Edi Geneva were Huzmu, even though the Edi Tavach HaMachu were not Huzmu, You can't be mechayvim base. You can't be mechayvim dalid v'hei. If who's meedig neva? So you don't know that he stole the behemoth. Maybe it's his own behemoth. So he has the right to sell his own behemoth. So the whole case doesn't get off the ground. Who's meedig neva? So the Gemara says, once the no Eidi Gneva, Eidi Shabbat Mektsas Shabbat Lukul. It doesn't mean literally the din that we know from Ganshas, Eidi Shabbat Mektsas Lukul. It means a different part over here. Main Gneva ain't Tvichu Ein Mechira. If you don't have Eidim who testify that the Gneva occurred, so it can't be Mechab the person Dal Behe for shechting his own animal or for selling his own behemoth. You never establish, you never prove that it's not my animal. If we were Mazin the Eidim, so it turns out maybe it's my own animal. What if who's Mu Eidi Tvichu? What if the Eidi Tavach HaMachar were Huzmu? But the Eidi Gneva were not Huzmu. So the Eidi Gneva testified that Gonav is Chayv Keren a Kefal. So it says, Hu Mishalim Tashlume Kefal. The Eidim said, the first Kat Eidim said that Gonav, and the second Kat Eidim said that Tavach HaMachar. So if Gonav says he has to pay Keren a Kefal, Hu Mishalim Tashlume Kefal, he pays Keren a Kefal. And the Eidim have to pay the extra. The Eidim said falsely that Tavach HaMocha is chayiv not only carrying a kefir, is chayiv dalid behei. So the extra dalid behei doesn't pay. Either kefir, either they pay twice or they pay three times, depending whether it's the shorah or said. The Karen and the kefir, the ganav pays. And the rest, the Eidim of the Katar Shnir Shehuzma, they'll have to pay. Fine. So the ratio of the brisa is perfect. We understand every word. Simchas, we don't know what the sefer is talking about. Mishum simchas tamru, the Tanoim quoted in the name of simchas. Simchas was the Talmud of Rav Meir. So we don't know exactly how this fits in. The Gemara says, Mishum simchas tamru, he has a unique sheet in disagreement with everybody else. That's how the Gemara assumes here, that the others are not in agreement with him. Mishum simchas tamru, hey, mishalma, mishlat tashlume kefil. Hey, Mishalmim, Tashlume, Kefu, Mishalem, Tashlume, Shloishalapor, Shnayim, Lo Ayil. So, what in the world is all about? What is Simchas talking about? So, that's the Gemara Shadi. We don't know what it means. Frag the Gemara, hey, Koi Simchas. Which case is Simchas referring to? Ilema Resha. If Simchas is making a comment on the opening line in the Brisa, which was what? Kedetanya. What was the opening line? Shnaimin Moses Shegonav, Shnaimin Moses Shetovach. Two Eidim testify Gonav, two Eidim testify Shetovach. And then Sumcha says that what? Aikai Sumcha, Leima Reisha, Shnaimin Shegonav, Shnaimin Shetovach. So Simcha says, "Who mishalem tashlume kefal? Why does he pay tashlume kefal?" The way the Brisa tells over the story, the Eidim were Huzmu, Eidim Gneva were Huzmu. So why should he pay Karen and kefal? Ilei Ma'areish, Leis of the Simcha is Nachmal. What did Simcha say again? Hey, mishalem tashlume kefal. Who mishalem tashlume shloisha? The first cut was Huzmu. The first cut of Eidim Huzmu, so that's why he mishalmim tashlume kefil, who mishalm tashlume shloisha lapar shnayim la'ayil. How can it be? How can he pay shloisha lapar shnayim la'ayil if the first cut was Huzmu? So main grave ain't tvich ve'im mechira. That's the Gemara's question. That's it again. Hey, koi simchus, what case does he go? Ilei ma'reisha, if he's going on the reisha case, that the Eidim on the Tvicha were Huzmu, so it doesn't make sense to say that the Ganav pays with Gimel. The Leis of the Simcha said, Shabbat lo Mitzos, Shabbat lo Kol, it does mean Bat lo Mitzos. It means the main Ganav ain't Tvicha on the Tvicha. And Simcha doesn't agree to that. If Huzmu ho Eidim. So it's not shach that the fellow should pay. You can't say, Huzmu ho Eidim, so the Eidim pay Karen and Kefal, and the Ganav pays base with Gimel. How can the Ganav pay base with Gimel? There's no Eidim that he stole the shervaseh. Maybe it's his own shervaseh. So how can you make him pay for shechting a behemah shervaseh? You don't even know who it belongs to. Yeah. Elo aseifo nochamo. Yeah. Okay. 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 Sumchas must be talking about the safer case. So what was the safer case? Let's see again in the Braisa. What's the safer case? Who's made it ficha? Who mishalem tashlumi keif? Who mishalmim tashlumi shloisha? It was the good. So the Gemara says, so that's a good line. Why should anybody want to disagree with Sumchas? Why should anybody disagree? It's correct. Freg the Gemara. Shapu kamir rabbanu. Who misham tashlumi kevi, who misham tashlumi shloisha? The price is correct. If who's mu hakata shniya, who's am hakata sheni? So they have to pay shloisha, shnayim shloisha to the ganav, and the ganav pays kefil to the bailam. That's the problem. Which case is Simcha's referring to? It doesn't make sense that he should refer to the Reishi case of the Baris. It doesn't make sense that he should refer to the Sefer case. Although the answer is, he's talking about a different case. Musach Rita Gimenai, a different case. Kigon Dosa Beitrei. First, the Gemara thought, Lema Kitanoi. First, the Gemara thought, isn't that the Machlekes? It's unclear what the Machlekes Simcha's and the Chachamim was. So the Gemara says, maybe that's Machlekes, a situation where it's Pater Atzma Miklum. Maybe that's the machlokes. Then the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Elo the Gemara says, milt achrita ikabinan. There's some kind of machlokes. So the Gemara says, but it's unclear. The Braisa records that there's a machlokes simchas in the Tanakhama, and it's unclear what the machlokes is. What's the case? The Gemara is guessing. So first the Gemara thought, maybe it's this machlokes between Rav Ashi, Rav Hamnun, and Rav Yechanan. They all say one way. And all the on the previous daf. And I endowed on a base, but the story of Rabbi Gamliel and Tevi Avdo, everything is faket. So Gemara said, maybe this is the Machlokes Hatana. Gemara says, not necessarily. Everything is missing in the Braisa. Gemara says, maybe it's in Gansan a different case. You tell me anyway it's a different case. Maybe it's in Gansan a different case. What could it possibly be? Kigon. So the Gemara gives a whopper of a case. Two witnesses come and say, Ganafta. So the Ganav says, true. Ganavti v'tavach demachad milo b'fnechem ganavti. What's the din? When the Torah says, v'asis mulai kashe zamam lasis liochid. The Edom are punished and they get kashe zamam. So we give them malka, so we give them misa, they have to pay mammon or whatever they have to pay. What happens if it turns out that it's really true? They heard from other people that he murdered someone last Sunday in Yerushalayim. They heard from other people, so they ran to Bezin. Then it turns out the Imanu Hayisim, they were in South Africa last Sunday. They weren't Bechla, they weren't in Yerushalayim at all. But it's really true. Two Edim come ultimately and they testify, yeah, it's true that he really killed someone. So that's the Gemara Makis. That by Misa, we treated, by Misa and Malkus and Knas, we treated as if the Chiyav didn't come into existence yet. But if it would be a case of Mammon, let's say the witnesses testify, Gonav and Ipeh, Gozal, let's say, and he owes Keren. And then we're mazim the Edom. And then a month later, it turns out that it was really true. It's a glory in Mos Mafir, it was really true. At the time that the first Edom testified, the Ganav had already stolen this money. And it's really true that it's hard. So then the Gemara has a Chiddush Nifla, that the Edom don't pay Kasher Zamam. The Edom don't pay Kasher Zamam, Lasas Deochet, because it's really true. Even though they didn't know what they were talking about, they weren't there. It's Imanu Ha'isim. They testified falsely. But since it's really true that he owes the money, he said there's no kashas on. So that's what the Gemara is working with that assumption over here also. They're going to get the mammon if it's really true, the story really happened, then the Edom don't pay kashas on when you catch him. And they get the knas, we treat knas like Malkus and like Nisa, but until Bez makes a gmardin, we treat it as if there's no chiv knas. So just because it's going to be Gloy Muslim affair that it's really true that the Ganav stole the behema, but these Edom are not there, so the Karen, they won't have to pay. The Karen, they won't have to pay. The Ganav will have to pay the Karen. Because it turns out later that the Ganav has chayv. Hador's bothered. He admits on his own he's chayv the Karen. So the Karen, they won't have to pay Kasher Zamam because he really was mechuyev. But the Kefil, they will have to pay Kasher Zamam. It says that the Edom pay Tashlumei Kefil. Tashlumei Kefil sounds like they pay the Karen with the Kefil. They pay both. So the Gemara asked that question. Amar Mar, last two lines on the Amar, Ayin Hayim Beis. Amar Mar, Misham Tashlumei Kefel, Tashlumei Kefel, payments of Kefel. What do I mean, payments of Kefel? They pay the Karen and the Kefel. No, but the Karen, the way we're saying the case, the Karen Lamaisa, there should be Potter from, because it's going to turn out that it was really true. At the time that they testified, it had already happened. The Ganav had already stolen the Shorvasa. Since the Ganav admits that he stole, so Karen Boy Shlomo, the Ganav is Mukhayif to pay the Karen. Ganav is Mukhayif to pay because that the Ganav really occurred. So then, even though the Edom were lying, it's true that Imanu Hayisim. They weren't even there, they were in a different continent. But still, that's the Gemara Makas, that's the repeated over here, that there's no punishment of Kashazam. Gemara says, you're right. Amar Abloza, Mishmei Derav, Tani, you have to correct the Girs and the Price. Instead of saying, Mishalmim, Tashlume Kefal, the Eidim pay. The payments of Kefal means Karen and Kefal. It should say, Mishalmim, Tashlum, the Kefal. They pay the extra, the Kefal they pay. The Karen, they don't have to pay, because it's a Gloy Milsam Afreya. That the Ganav admits that Gonav, so he was really, at the time the witnesses testified, it's really true that he was Chayv the Karen. So the Ganav has to pay the Karen. And the Edom don't pay the Kashazamam of Karen. But the Kashazamam of the Kefal, they do pay. So it's interesting, they only pay half of the Kashazamam. The witnesses testified that Gonav a year ago, he stole the Shovasa a year ago. We're mazim them, but we ascertain on our own that it's really true that Gonav, and he was Mukhayif, should have theoretically been Mukhayif Karen and Kefal. But since the Karen already, the Chayiv Karen existed already from the time of the Geneva, so the Gonav pays the Karen and the Yedim do not reimburse him, even though they lie. There's no Kashazamam on that, but there will be Kashazamam on the Tashlum the Kefal, on the payment, the second payment. The Ganav pays the Karen from his pocket. It's a funny case that there's half Kashazama. Mara says, Bina Kashazama Valeka. Mara in the beginning of Makkah says, either you give the whole Kashazama, or you don't give it, or you can't give Kashazama Lachatzain. Here's a psafani case, say you give Kashazama Lachatzain. Not the same as the cases over there, but that's what it is, bottom line. You only punish them Kashazama half. Half of the false testimony that they gave. And the Karen, they don't pay. Nachamal, so what was again? There's a Brisa that records cases, the Reish and the Sefer of the Brisa make very good sense. So if you mazim those eight, mazim those eight, what's the din? Very good. And then the Brisa quotes a cryptic statement, Mishum Simcha, some of the name of Simchas. Simchas disagrees, obviously, with something that the Tanakhama said. We don't know what the case is. He's arguing something with the Tanakhama about Kashazama. So the Gemara suggests, maybe this is the Machlekes Lemikitanai. Maybe this Machlekes Amorai. Maybe it's the Machlekes Hatanai. That what the Moedi Biknas Machakapo Edim, we Paskin his Potter. What if Lochi Yavatsma Biklum? What if he says, originally he said, look, Ganavti. He said, Edim came and they ascertained that Gonav. That's not true. Mm-hmm. Then he admits on his own, Tavachte Macharti. Is that called the Haidos Moedi Biknas Potter? It's that even Achakapo Edim will also be Potter? Or should I say, no, that's not a Moedi Biknas. Lochi Yavatsma Biklum. Gemara suggests, maybe that's the Machlekes, the unknown, this cryptic machlekes Simchas and Tanakhama. The Gemara says, no, why should you say such a wild pshat? Why should you even say that there's a machlekes Satana in law? Not necessarily true, 10 lines from the bottom. The Kuli Alma Haidor, the Tviche, Lav Haidor. Maybe everybody agrees that it's not a good Moedi Biknas Potter. Lav Haidor. But the machlekes Simchas and Nachacham is a different shayla. Eidish Yatioch Alazim, a Kamer Fligi. What's Eid Shat Yochel Azimah normally? So the Gemara refers you here to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Aleph on the base. What's there in Sanhedrin? The Mishnah in Sanhedrin starts off how you both kimosa. The Bezen has to make a drish and a hakira on the Eidim. Bezen mokam and Bezen's man. And then if it's a case of Din and Fasha, so the yes, Bedikis as well. The yes, detailed questions to try to see if the Eidim are going to contradict each other. The Eidim say we weren't watching. Yes, and what kind of a gun did he use to kill the victim? This kind of gun, that kind of gun, they show him 10 guns. If he says, I don't know, I just saw it was a gun, I'm not such a bucky in guns. I don't know the difference between one gun and the other. So if he says, any of that is good. But if he says, but if one eight says this kind of a gun, the other eight says the other kind of gun, they contradict each other. So hakasha medik is you throw out the witnesses, you throw out the testimony. So the Gemara says there, if the Eidim say any day in Bedikas, as the Mishnah says, if the Eidim in case of Din and the Farshas, in Mamanus you don't ask Bedikas. You just ask the case itself and the Drish Bachakir, the seven questions about Zmanamah. And in the Farshas you ask, Hini Amis Nochan Adover. From the phrase Nochan Adover, the Gemara learns out that you have to ask more questions. You have to ask Bedikas. So the Mishnah draws such a contrast. If the Eidim say any day in Bedikas in the case of Din and the Farshas, you don't throw out the testimony. It's good. They're not mechuyev to know. The whole purpose of Bezdin interrogating for Bedikas is to see if there's going to be a contradiction. But if he says any, that's okay. But if one of the witnesses any day in the case of Mamanus Onafashis and the Zman and the Mokum, then we don't accept it. So the Gemara asked the question there in Sanhedrin and Malach on the base, Maishna Bedikas and Maishna Chakiris, how come over here any day is good? And how come over there any day is no good? So the Gemara says, any adans mana makam is edishiyati yachala hazima. If he can't tell us exactly which makam and which man, so there's no way that we're going to be mazim him. Hazama depends on mana makam. You have to be able to say mana hayisam and makam acha, you were in a different place at the time that you're testifying about this. How can you testify? So the Gemara says, if the Yehidim say any day on Zman HaMakom, we don't accept the testimony. The reason why, because Eidah Shat Yochal Hazima. But if they say any day on the Bedikas, that's okay because it's Eidah Shat Yochal Hazima. That's what it says there. Yeah, so on that we discussed, is that to be taken literally? The Gemara says, the reason why it's possible is because Eidah Shat Yochal Hazima. That's what it means. Or perhaps it means something more than that. Why do we have to scratch to see maybe it means something else? There was a problem. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Retzeach, Shmiras Nefesh, quotes a Mishnah from Makkis. The Rambam quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Daf Ein Ches. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that if the witnesses testify that a person who's a treifus, Chai Mises Bezen, so they don't, Bezen doesn't administer din in the fashas because it's Eidashiyat Yochal Hazima. Because if you be mazim the Eidim, you won't give them the death penalty. Because they were only trying to kill a person who's anyway, Ben Kolokal Garakhtim. He's a trefer. If they would have shot him, they would have been pater. So they testified that Reuven murdered someone, so they're attempting to give Reuven Mises Bezen, even if they would have accomplished to give Reuven the death penalty, even if they would have killed him and choked him to death with their own hands, they wouldn't get Noinish Misa because he was a Gabrak Til. So that's Eidishat Yochal Azima. So when the Rambam quotes that din again, Hilchos Retzeach, so he writes Eidishat Yochal Azima is not acceptable b'din in the Fashas. He adds on two words, b'din in the Fashas. So the Shach and Chashim Ishbat quotes a kitzer of a whole literature on these two words in the Rambam. But the Gemara doesn't say b'din in the Fashas. The Gemara just says Eidishat Yachal Azim is no good. How did the Rambam not restrict it only to Din in the Farshas? So the two suggestions that the Shach quotes from the earlier Achrenim. So some Achrenim say, on the level of the Raisa, it's the same thing. Mamanus and the Farshas is the same thing. And the requirement for Eidishat Yachal Azim and Atar applies to both Mamanus and the Farshas. And the Rambam is distinguishing the two words in the Rambam. That's Midirabbanan. Why? Because once the Chachamim said, the Mishnah says, "Echad din imamis ve'echad din in the farshas bedrisha v'hakiri nidrisha v'hakiri zman and makam in both." But then Rab Chanina says, "The matam, why did the rabbis abolish the need for drisha v'hakiri and mamanis?" The Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Shvius on Daf Lamed Beis in Sanhedrin, the first daf in the third parak there, fourth parak, echad din imamis. So the Gemara quotes this contradiction. This Mishnah in Sanhedrin says you need drisha v'hakiri and mamanis based on the hekesh. The psukim of Drish Machakir that you have to ask the seven questions of Zman and Mokam, all the psukim are indeed in the Farshas. There are no psukim in Dinim Amunis. The Gemara says you carry over all the whole requirement of the seven questions regarding Zman and Mokam are carried over from the Farshas to Mamunis because you have a hekish, Mishpatech Yolachem, that equates Mamunis with the Farshas. Fine. So the Gemara has a kasha, there's a Mishnah in Shvius that says a shtar is acceptable even though it doesn't have any Zman. How can it be accepted? It doesn't have Zman. Where's the Drish Mechakir? So the Gemara answers, Minatari, you really need Drish Mechakir? Midirabbanon. Rab Chanin answers, Midirabbanon, Hefkevez and Hefke. So the Chachamim abolished the need for Drisha v'Chakira. They said you could be Moitzi Mammon based on Edim. You're going to make it very hard to ever have Edim to testify in a case of Dini Mammon. That's why they hardly ever gave Dini Nefashis. It's very hard to get Edim who are going to remember all the details of the case. There's Man and Makam. So if you're going to make it hard for witnesses to testify, so people are just not going to want to lend out any money. They're going to have a sikh later on. The Edom are not going to remember. We remember that he borrowed $500, crisp $500. And we don't remember exactly where. We don't exactly remember when it was. We remember it was a while ago, within 2 months ago, between 2 months ago and a month ago. They don't remember exactly where. They don't exactly remember exactly when it happened. So if you're going to make it too difficult for the person, for the loiver, for the mother to collect back his money, he's not going to want to do people favors anymore. So Kadesh Lovtin Adel is Bifnei Lovin, in order not to make it difficult to get a person to agree to lend money, he said that witnesses will be accepted in the case of Dinim Mammon, even if they're not going to say Zman HaMokum. No, if the Edom are not going to say Zman HaMokum, is going to, by definition, is going to be Edosh Ati Ochel Azima. So how can you accept such testimony? So the answer is, that's part of the Hefka. There's an Hefka. They said the Edom are good, even though there's no Zman HaMokum. The Edom are good despite the fact that it's Edosh Ati Ochel Azima. So that's exactly the halacha, that it's good. That's exactly the halacha, that it's good. So some achrenim d'shachan chosh mishmakot. Some achrenim say that that's what the Rama means. Edosh Ati Ochel Azima is no good, but dinei nefashes, as opposed to dinei mammonis, where do you find the distinction? But the Rabbanan, they made a distinction. Once they abolished the need for drisha v'hakira, zman ha-makam, so by definition, every such edus is going to be edus ati ochel azima. They didn't say this man amakom. So I mean, the rabbanon, there's a difference. Other achrenim understood that the Rama means on the level of that's true. What the first group of achrenim said is certainly true. Once they abolished the need for drisha v'chakira, so clearly you don't any longer require edus ati ochel azima. The question is that what the Rama meant? Is that what the Rama meant over here? It sounds like he's writing a principle of din deraisa. Edus ati ochel azima is not acceptable within the fashis. He doesn't say because it's good, the Mammon is because the Rabbanon, blah, 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 blah. Sounds like on the level of the Raisa, you don't need. Where did the Rambam get such an idea from? That Edosh Ati Ochel Azima should be good. So some want to say, based on the first Tosfos in Makkos, the opening Mishnah Makkos says that we always give Asisim Lakash Zaman Masl Yachiv. But there are two cases, the Mishnah has two cases, and the Raisa has another two cases, Sach HaKol, four cases. So the Tanoim have four cases where you don't give Kasha Zaman. Min manu bishplani shuhu ben grusha ben chalutza. And the witnesses were testifying, they themselves are Kohanim. So, and it turns out that we're mazim them and they were telling a lie. So the whole thing is not true. They were just trying to ruin the guy's life to make him ice coin. So you should really say, Vasisim la Kasha Zaman vasilacha, we should declare that the two Edom who were Kohanim until now should be treated as chalolim. So the Mishnah says, Einami yosef ben grusha ben chalutza. You don't say, we should treat the Edom who are Kohanim as if they were Chalolim. You give them Malkus. The Mishnah says also, what if the two witnesses testified that someone is Chayiv Golus? Harag B'Shoge Chayiv Golus V'Huzmu. So there also the Mishnah says, that's also an exception to the rule. You don't say, let the Edom sit in Ari Miklat. No, it doesn't make any sense. We give the Edom Malkus, and there's no, and you don't really give Kashazam. Then the Gemara has an additional, the Brice and the Gemara has an additional two cases. So one case is, the witnesses say that Gonav, and he doesn't have any money to pay, so it should be Nimkar as an Eved Ivri. And then Yemazim, the Edom, is not true. So Einomrim, you don't say, let's sell the Edom as an Eved Ivri. You don't give them Kasha Zamam. You say, Nirama Mazan, you give them Malkus. You make him pay the Malkus. And same thing, a fourth case. What's the fourth case? The two witnesses, the Mishnah only has two cases, about Cholo, and the second case in the Mishnah is about Shechayv Golus. And then the Brice adds on an additional two cases, namely the Midaman Bishploni that is Chayiv Kofer, Midaman Bishploni Shigonav, and it should be sold as an Eved Ivri. So the Rambam writes in all four cases. In all four cases, you don't give Kasha Zamam, and you give Malkus instead. The Shagas Aryeh has a whole discussion. Maybe you can dig this with the Rambam. But that's how the Rambam writes. That in all four cases, instead of giving Kasha Zamam, you give Malkus instead. So the opening Tosfos and Makkos is bothered with a Kasha. The Mishnah tells us that there are four cases where the Halacha says you don't give Kasha Zamam. So you don't give kashrus zamim. How can you accept edim in the first place? Such edim, it's built in every single case that it's going to be by definition edim she'i atiyochel azima. And Tosfos assumes you always need edim she'atiyochel azima in all cases. So how can you ever accept witnesses who are going to be mechayev a person to be sold as an eved ivri because ganav and he has no money, or to make a person pay kofar? It's always going to be edim she'atiyochel azima. That's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos works on it. That's what some want to say, that the Rambam, in order to answer Tosfos Kasha, understood in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the halacha of Eidush HaTiochel Azima is only a din and din and fashis. It doesn't apply in any other case, in Kolotar Kula. Only a din and din and fashis. Why should that be so? What's the Svara? So the Svara we can deher a little bit. The Svara is that Eidush HaTiochel Azima is like a din of a Hitzilahu Eidah. Din HaTzola only apply in the case of din and fashis, or malchus, or something like that. What's a din hatzola? We won the edim in advance. Look here. Make sure that you're telling the truth. If you're telling a lie, we're going to punish you. We're going to give you kasha zamam. And we show them what it says in the chumash. There's a parsha in the chumash kasha zamam. So the hasvara nasena is that's for the sake of iyum, to frighten the edim. It has to be edim shat yochal azim. Otherwise, we're not going to accept the edim in the first place. Lacking iyum. So this need for Iyum to frighten the Edim, to make sure that they're not giving Edim Sheker, in Mamadis you give a little bit of Iyum. You just tell them, make sure you tell the truth, nothing but the truth. Or we don't have to say, oh, we're going to punish you with Kashas Amam. We say, the Gemara says, or you're going to be frowned upon. People will frown upon you. The people who hired you and paid you to give Edim Sheker will later on treat you with disgust. And they'll despise you because of the fact that you did such a nasty thing. But we don't have to threaten them that we're going to give them kashas on. So some say that's where the Rambam got his idea from. The Eidush HaTiochel Azima is only a chisar in the fashas. It's a din in this extra iyum that's needed in din in the fashas. You have to be able to warn the edim that we're going to give you the punishment. So the shayla is, how does the Rambam read the Gemara in Sanhedrin? On Mem Aleph and Beis. The Gemara there was commenting on the Mishnah, on Daf, where was it? Daf Mem Amar Aleph. The Mishnah says, if the Edim say any adeya an bedikas in the case of din nefashas, you accept the Edim. If they contradict each other, it's no good. But if they say any adeya an bedikas, you accept the Edim. But if the Edim in the case of mamonis, in any case, the Edim say any adeya in zman hamakom, then you cannot accept the Edim. Mar says maishna bedikas. How come there any adeya is good, and how come over here any adeya is no good by zman hamakom? Mar said because Eidush HaTiochel Azima. When the Edim say any adeya an bedikas, I don't remember what the gun looked like. Just remember it looked like this, it looked like that, how long the rifle was. He wasn't watching, he was so scared. So then any of that is okay. But any of that is man amok, is not accepted because it's Eidush HaTiochel Azima. So the Mishnah says that Eidush HaTiochel Azima. The Gemara interprets the Mishnah, Eidush HaTiochel Azima is no good in Mamanus also. How can you understand the Rambam that he's saying on the level of the Raisa, Eidush HaTiochel Azima is only chisaron in the Foshes, it's not a chisaron in Mamanus. So that's what the Beis Halevi explains in the Rambam. He says he thinks that the one could read the Gemara. He suggests that in the Tshuvas of the Beis Halevi, he says he thinks the Rambam must have understood the Gemara differently. The Gemara, because there's another problem with the Rambam. The Gemara has there on that daf, on Mem Aleph and Beis, the Gemara has another issue. There is a machlokes hatanaim and makas. What if three witnesses come and testify on a case? And as it turns out, we have to throw out one of the witnesses. He's a karava, he's a ganaf. Part of a puzzle. So what's the din? Can Bezdin Paskin, based on the two witnesses whose testimony remained? But he say no, since he had to throw out one of the three witnesses, he throw out all of them. So that's called Nimtzachim and Edim Karba Puzzle. So in Edis Nefashis, the Tanoim Darshan it out from a puzzle. Is this din applicable to Edis Mominus as well? Is a Machlekes HaTanoim in the Mishnah in the first parak in Markets. One Tana says, Vamedva Mamurim. Beidus nefashas, abu beidus mamonis, the sky meidus bishar. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin the chayshem mishpat. There's a simon about nimtzach meidim kara posel. The end of Hilchos Seidus still lamed vav or something. There's an institution in dinim mamonis also. We don't have chayshem mishpat. We don't have dinim of dinim nefashas bismanis. We have dinim of dinim mamonis. So dinim mamonis, we paskin that nimtzach meidim kara posel eidus kulum teil. So the Gemara says if you have three witnesses and two of them pass. They give all the information. This man up and they tell Reuven or Shimon $1,000. They remember when and where everything. And third guy doesn't pass the test. He says, yeah, I remember Bar Nine, I'm not sure which day of the week it was. I don't know. I was in South Africa. I was in Eretz Yisrael. I was in New York. I'm so mixed up. I don't remember where it happened. But I remember that within the last month, somewhere or another, the guy borrowed $100,000 from the other guy. Doesn't remember where, doesn't remember this man in the moment. So the Gemara says he can't accept the testimony. The guy says any day can't accept his testimony. So does that ruin the edus of the other two edus? You say, Nimzach Melein Karafos. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that it should be an issue that should depend on the machlekes satanai, whether the Karav Apostle applies to the mamam, the mamam applies to the nefashis. So since we, that's how Rashi and Taisus read the Gemara. So since we paskin la aloch in chayish mishpat simen la mevav, the whole simen of Karav Apostle, we paskin the risach aloch of the mitzach medayim Karav Apostle. So if you had a kat of three witnesses, you didn't need three, but if you had three who testified in the case of mamanis, and two of them gave all the information, and the third guy is fudging. He says, "Any adan zman amakam." Since you have to throw him out, so you have to throw out the other two also. The Rambam writes not so. The Rambam paskins that there is an institution of Karav Apostle by Mamanus, and the Rambam writes that if you have three witnesses and one of them says any adan zman amakam and Mamanus, so you don't accept what he said, and the other two you do accept. On the level of the Raisa, before they made a takana the Rabbanon, Kadesh lo ten adalas bifnei lovin, that none of the witnesses have to give you his manavak. And the Rambam is writing this on the level of the Raisa. So the Lacha Mishnah asks, what's going on? Stach against the Gemara. So he says, the Rambam apparently read the Gemara differently. Not that the Rambam read the Gemara, not that it's totally in the Machloikis Satanoim, Rabbi Kivin HaChachamim, and Malkis in the first parak. Whether the Karav Apostle is restricted only to Nefashis or even applies to Dini Mamanis. No, the Rambam read the Gemara that it's irrelevant. Whatever you hold in the Mishnah Makkos, even if you hold that there's no din of Karav Apostle by Nefasha, even if you hold there's no din of Karav Apostle by Mamanis, even if you hold that there is a din, even if you hold there is a din of Karav Apostle by Mamanis, this is not a problem. The Eidah says, Eini din zman amakayim, is Eidah shat yochel azima, and tiskayim ha'edah b'shtag, tiskayim ha'edah b'shtag. The other two Eidim stand. So the Shaila is, what's the Biur Hadover? So one could have said, what's the Biur in the Rambam Pshita? So one could have said that Eidah Shat Yochel Azima is not the same as a Karav Apostle. It's just maybe it doesn't have a Shem Eid at all. We said over there, in the Nesivis there, Simen Lamavav quotes in the name of the Tumim from Yonis and Abishitz, that there were six, the Tumim has had part of it, and the Nesivis had Zan, and the Imei Baruch had Zan the rest. So we always say it over that there were six people where you don't apply Karav Apostle. Cherusha to the Kotten, Eber Akamisha. If you would have had three witnesses testify, two of them are human beings and the third one is a parrot. So the parrot is not acceptable. So you don't say Karav Apostle, since the parrot is Apostle Eidus, so the two human beings are also Apostle. But that's a double portion. He's not considered Echad Menu Eidim. He doesn't have a Shem Eid at all. So we say that these six people, Chereshot of Kot, Nevet Akamisha, don't have a Shem Eid at all and they're not included in the Parshok. So one could have said the same is true regarding Eidishat Yochel Azim. Eidishat Yochel Azim is a different kind of a psul. If you have someone is a Korav, someone is a Russia, Korav Apostle, Apostle means Russia, that's, he has a Shem Eid and a Shem Eid psul. So Nimzach Menakat, Nimzach Menedim, Korav Apostle, Eidishat. But if someone is an Eidishat Yochel Azim, so maybe that's not subject to the din of Korav Apostle. Taisus writes Beferish not so. Yeah. Rashi and Tosfos line on this Gemara not so. They're Malav and Beis. They say if you have three Eidim, one says Eini Adan, Zman HaMakayim, so he's no good because Eidish Yat Yochel Azim, so all three are no good because Korav Apostle. Rashi and Tosfos say Beferish like that. Tosfos in another place writes like that. It corresponds to what they write over here. The Gemara has the Kasha. Why don't you say Korav Apostle Elamayat Ahorog Yatzo, when I murder someone and I kill him, so the Horug, the victim himself, was watching when the murderer killed him. So that should be Karav Apostle. So the Gemara says, no, but Mekai Medavar Kos Medavar. The Din of Karav Apostle only applies if he's an Eid HaMeid. If all three came to court and they testified, one of them is no good. So then you apply Karav Apostle. Here, the Horug, the murder victim, he's dead. He never came to Bezin. So just Eid Araya, that's the Gemara's answer. And Mark this, Davog, there's no Din of Karav Apostle. What did the Gemara think in the first place? Why is the Horug Apostle Eidus? What was the Gemara's kasha? Elamiyata horogyat. So Taisus has four pshat. Taisus Olova has four pshat. So one pshat is the horog is a trefa. First I shoot him and he becomes a trefa. Then I shoot him a second bullet, a third bullet, until he finally drops dead. So when I first shot him, he became a treifa, and a treifa shehei it is eidus shati ochel azima, because gavra ktila katan. Treifa shaharag, treifa a treifa is lesnei b'zayim mezayim. The Gemara has there in Sanhedrin daf ayin ches. It's eidus shati ochel azima. So Tosfos learns that that's the Gemara's question. Elamiyat the horig yatzil. The horig was a treifa at the time that he sees me continue to shoot more when I'm pumping more bullets into his heart till he finally dies. So at that time he was a treifa. He was eidus shati ochel azima. Eidus shati ochel azima should make karba pals. So that's Tosfos's lishitasim. Rashi and Tosfos on this daf mem aleph on the base on Sanhedrin learning Gemara like that. You could say the Rambam says that it's not true. The din of karba pals only applies to a karev. Or to a pasul means a rasha, but a psul of eidus shati ochel azima, maybe that's like cherush to be cut. Maybe it's not called an eid at all. Maybe it's not subject to the halacha. It's not included in the parsha of nimtzach and meredim karba pasul. Beis Halevi doesn't say like that. They said that's a suggestion. Beis Halevi doesn't say. And then when we learned the tesis and horeg yatzil, so Rav Soloveitchik said like that. The Dvar Avram raises that issue on the tesis in Sanhedrin. Tosfos learns Harag Yatzel because the Harag is a treifa. Zeidu Shati Ochel Azima. So the Dvar Avram raised the question. The Kavna Rav raised the question. Who says? How does Tosfos know that Karva Pasul applies when the fellow is pasulated because of Zeidu Shati Ochel Azima? So he points out that it's Tosfos Lishitasim in Sanhedrin. That's Mem Aleph Amar Beis. That's what they said. But the Beis Halevi says a different word. He says, what if three witnesses come? Not Cherusha to the Kot Never Akamisha. All three are religious people with beards and pays. And the first two give the whole testimony, and then the bezin says, okay, mister, it's your turn, what do you say? He says, I don't know anything about anything, I wasn't there. He wasn't there, he's not called an aid. You're not going to say, he's possible aid is because he doesn't know. No, he doesn't know where. He wasn't there, he's not called an aid. So let's say he says he was there, and he tells over the whole story exactly the same as the first two. But then they ask him, and tell us, when did it happen and where did it happen? He says, I was with him in Johannesburg and in Yerushalayim and in New York. I don't remember, but it happened. I don't remember. So many things happened in the last month. I don't remember exactly when it happened, where it happened. It happened, but I don't remember where. So the Beis Halevi says in the Rambam, that's also considered Kilo Lo Heid Klal. What if there would have been three witnesses and the third one is a Eid Kosher, not a Korb, not a Apostle, not a Gazlan? But he says, I don't know anything. I wasn't there. I just came to, I was interested in seeing how a Bezin functions. I was interested in watching a case of Din of Fashis. So that's not called Karva Pasa because he doesn't know. He doesn't know. He's not a shemaid. So even if he knows the whole story, but he doesn't know to say Zmanamokam, that's the equivalent of saying, I don't know anything about anything. Even though he tells us the whole story. That's how the Rambam understood the Gemara. The Loike Rabbi Akiva has nothing to do with the topic of Karva Pasa, because Karva Pasa only applies if all three tell over the story. If one of them says, I don't know anything about anything, he wasn't there, so he doesn't have a shemaid. So on this, the Gemara asks, Maishna, why do you say if an eid says any of their zmanamakayim is not called an eid at all, you can't accept them? And how come in the fashas where the halacha requires you have to ask bedikas, and he says any of them, the bedikas, how come over there you do accept the testimony? So the Gemara says, no, by zmanamakayim it can lead to hazama. Not that the psul is because eidus shati ochel azima. No, maybe the din of eidus shati ochel azima doesn't exist, even in the fashas. The Gemara is not taking a stand over there. Maybe it doesn't exist in mamonis. Maybe it doesn't exist in the fashas. No, the Gemara means to say, zman ha-mokam is considered gufa shaleidus, and whoever says any adeya on zman ha-mokam is the equivalent of saying any adeya on the whole story. But if he says any adeya on the bedikas, that's not the equivalent of saying any adeya on the whole story. So the Gemara asks, maishno? How do you know to split, to say that Bedikas, if he says any of that, it's not missing in Gufish Aleidus? He said to all ladies, and he, okay, it's a mitzvah on the Bezin to interrogate. We asked, we were Yotze Achir by asking, and he's Yotze by saying any of that. How do you know to split to say, if he says any of that by Bedikas, it's good. If he says any of that, it's Zman HaMakom, it's not. The Gemara says, no, don't Zushtel. Zman HaMakom could be maybe the day Hazomah. So that's why Hasvar and Osenna said, that's considered Kegufish Aleidus. So if he says any day in his man amokman, that's like any day. It's like he says I wasn't there. I don't know anything about anything. I wasn't even there. So that's not going to be karba pasul. You're not going to say the other two are not acceptable. And that's going to be pasul and mamonis also. It's not pasul because of eidus shati ochel azima. It's pasul because chasav begufa shaleidus. That's what the Beis Halevi pushes. He says the Rambam held. The Rambam perhaps holds that the din of eidus shati ochel azima is only in the fashas, because the Rambam said. a minatara like that. Not only midirabbanan. After they made the takana that you don't require Jewish v'chakira, so obviously included in that, and that takana was that Eidah Shetach Lazim is good by Mominus, because if they're not saying Zmanamokum, it's always going to be Eidah Shetach Lazim. He says, no, that's not pshat. The Rambam sounds like he's saying a rule on the level of the rice. Eidah Shetach Lazim is good by Mominus, only not good by Nefashis. And how did he get it? Maybe he got it from the Tosis Kasha at the beginning. That's how some say. He got it from Tosis Kasha, the first Tosis in Makkos. That's how the Rambam answered that Kasha. But the Gemara says, the Rambam quotes the Gemara Beferish, if he say Eidah Deh and Zmanamokum, you don't accept the testimony because Eidah Shetach Lazim. Basically, he said, that's not how the Rambam read the Gemara. The Rambam read the Gemara. If he says, this is the equivalent of saying, I don't know, I wasn't there. I didn't see the whole case. If he said, it's not considered chasa b'guf shaleidus. If he said, it's considered as if he said, the whole story. My shnod the Gemara asked, also because this is more chomer than that. This can lead to hazon, that cannot lead to hazon. So that's why Hasvarna said is that there's a difference between the two. So the problem is Argimar. Argimar on the Inheim base. Argimar is talking about Eidah Shetach Lazim by Mominus. Argimar is talking about Eidah Shetach Lazim by Mominus. And what's going on? The Rambam writes that there is no such din of Eidah Shetach Lazim. So the Gemara says, well, it's a machlekes sumchus and nachachamim. There's some kind of a machlekes sumchus and nachachamim in the price. We're not sure what it is. So the Gemara is guessing. They're trying to figure out what something missing. The way the Brisa reads, it doesn't make sense. The Tanakhama makes sense. The Rish and the Sefer, everything Tanakhama said is 100% accurate. And we don't know what Simchas is bellyaching about. Well, what is Simchas disagreeing over here? So it must be Mimil Sachrit. It must be a different case. So the Gemara first thought, oh, it must be the issue that we brought up. If he's Lachi Vatzma Beklum, is that called Maida Beknas Potter? If he's only Maida on the Dalit Vehei, he's not Mechayv himself anything, is that a valid Maida Beknas that it should be Potter? Even Achakar Boedim. The Gemara says, why should you say that? In other words, the Machlek is Rav Hamnune in the earlier Amaroi. The Gemara says, well, no! What should motivate you to say like that? Amar Avach Beidar Avikalo. 10 lines from the bottom of Ayin. Why should you say that that's a Machlek? The Olam, everybody holds like Rav Hamnun and Rav Yechon and Rav Ashi, the Psaka Rambam. It's only called Moedi Biknas Potter if he's Chiv Atzma B'mashuv. And the Machlek is Simchas Rabban, you're filling in missing lines. So who tells you to fill in the way you suggest? Fill in like this. Imar has a whole fantastic case. It's a Machlek is Satana and Bad Eidah Shetach Lazim. What? When you mazim the yedim, so they have to pay kashizamam to the victim against whom they were testifying falsely. What happens if the story is true? So we said, if the story is true, then the Gemara says amakas. The Gemara says over here also, if the story is true, then they don't pay kashizamam. So what if the person against whom they're testifying, he brings the yedim to Bezdin? And he says, listen to these Eidim, they're telling the truth. What'll it then be if you mazim the Eidim later on? Will you make them pay kasha zamatim? He said that what they're telling is true. If he's moida that they're telling the truth, even though it turns out later on that they're lying. So it's a haidoz baldin, kame Eidim dam. He said, the potter from paying him any kasha zamat. So the Gemara suggests that maybe that's the case where there's a machlok simchas in the rabban. The Simcha solved that that's called Eidah Shetach Lazim. If the nidon, the ganef brings the Eidim, and he says to Bezin, listen to these Eidim, they're telling the truth. So even though it turns out later on that you'll be mazim the Eidim, you can't make the Eidim pay kashizamam to the ganef, to the one against whom they're testifying. He said they're telling the truth. They're telling the truth. So that Bezin knows that they're telling a lie. We accept the mazimim, those who are mazim them. But as far as he's concerned, Hadas Baldin is stronger than Kameya Eidim. Is stronger than Eidim. The Gemara says, "Ain't about Kosher Hazama." Hadas Baldin is stronger than Eidim. He can't be Makrish, can't be Mazimim. So the Gemara says, "That's the Machlekes Satanoim." Rabban and Sari, that is Eidah Shetach Lazim. Simcha Sari, that is Shetach Lazim. Have your Eidus. That it is a good Eidus. What do you mean? But that everybody, Kaimalan, everybody agrees. We never heard the Simchas disagrees. Gemara says, "No." Maybe Simchas limits it. How do you hechda lo yade beziyon bezu shod lek leidus klap? Avlochas yuhru kam sayelehu. So Gemara says the svar lachalik. Maybe Simchas holds that Eidah Shetach Yochel Azima is only possible if they don't say the zman amokim the lek leidus klap. So one can read the Gemara like the Beis Halevi said. If they don't say Beis Hayom, Beis Hashoah, lek latest clause considered as if chasa v'gufa shalaitis. That's what the Simchas holds. But this kind of a din, edish yateochel azimah, that you can't punish the Eidim, so maybe no such din exists, period. Who says that there is such a din? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's Ayin Cheseh, so. That's the Amaroyma saying so. Maybe Simchas has a right to disagree. Or you can say that Simchas holds it by Dini Mominus is different. Here we're talking about Dini Mominus case. So this is an important Dav Gemara. Where has a lot of Dinim of Kasha Zalam? Yeah. The Chiddush of Kasha Zalam in the Mishnah never says. Our Gemara says, and the Gemara Makkah says in the first pair, if you mazim the Eidim, and it turns out later on, what they said is absolutely a lie. They were not there. They don't know anything. But it turns out that it's true that the fella really is chayiv that money, that the hezek really happened. Even if the hezek happened, they said the hezek happened a month ago. It's not true. The hezek happened last week. But the hezek happened prior to their Haggadah Seder. And the fella is chayiv to pay. So even though they gave outright aid to Sheker, the Gemara says that they don't pay kasha zalam on that. On Knas and Amalkas and Amisa, you can't say since he was already Chayv Knas, Amalkas, Amisa prior to the Edom coming and testifying, so there's no punishment of Kasha Zalam. No, the Gemara says there in Markus, but Knas and Malkas and Misa, up until the Shas HaGemar Din, it's considered as if there is no Chiv. So that's Rabbi Kivega and the Trumas actually interpreted that Gemara because you need the Gemara Din to clinch the Chiv. That's what it sounds like, Alpi Pashtas. The problem is that Rashi and Tezit didn't say like that. So that's what the Kivega says he doesn't understand why Rashi and Tezit didn't give the Pashup shot in the Gemara. That's what it says in the Gemara. So our Gemara has the same din, that there's no punishment of Kasha Zamam if the fellow was really chayv, even though these Edom were lying. But that's only a moment. On Knas, Kozman, there wasn't a Gemara din. It's not considered as if there was a chiyuv. Yeah. Now we mentioned on Ayin Dalet on the days the first Hagoyas Hagro. It's not a Hagoah, it's not correcting, it's not amending the text. Hagoah usually is when there's a misprint in the Gemara, a misprint in the Sefer, and you make a Hagoah, it's just a comment. The Vilna Gaon wrote on the margin of his Gemara that you see from this whole story that there's no inyan. If I, let's say I stole and I'm chayv keren kefil, and I'm embarrassed and I feel bad about it and I want to make restitution, so I pay on my own. I stole $1 million from the bank. I'm going to give back $2 million and write a note. I'm sorry I stole the money, and here's the keren and the kefil. So the Vilna Gaon points out from the Gemara that the afilu bebalotzus yidei shamayim, there is no midas chasidus to pay knas on your own before a gemar din. That's the mashmos of this story, and the Tosis in Ksubis points out the same thing on the Gemara. He quotes it from the Yerushalmi in Ksubis, and Tosis shows from the Bavli in Ksubis. It's this Brisa, yeah. So that's what we spoke about. What does this indicate? Does it necessarily indicate that the Chi of Knas doesn't come into existence until after Bezin makes a Gemara Din? That's what Rabbi Kivega and the Truma Sakri wanted to comment on that Gemara in Makas Davot. You see that you need a Gemara Din of Bezin to create the Chiyuv. The Kozman does not Gemara Din, so the Chiyuv doesn't exist. Chiyuv doesn't exist. Afil Bavolat says Shmaim, there's nothing to pay. So there are those who prove that that's not so. Rabbi Chana proves that even by Misa it's not so. Soloveitchik thought that by Misa, Soloveitchik thought like Rabbi Kivega, by Misa and Malkus, but by Knas he thought that it's not so. So what do you do with this? How come there isn't even a Midas Chasidus to pay on your own before Gemara Din? So we explained Alpi Pashtus that Knas, that the payment of Knas has to be Betoras Onish. And an Onish can't be self-imposed. A self-imposed Onish is not called an Onish. It has to be imposed by the Mibachutz. It has to be imposed by the Bezdin. So what do you mean? The guy's going to pay on his own. Amidas Chasin is going to pay on his own. Let's say a person knows he's Chayv Malkus. He ate Chazer, so he knows he deserves Malkus and to give himself Malkus. That doesn't have a shame knot. That doesn't have a shame einish. It has to be imposed by others. If the Bezdin will pass him that he's Chayv Knas, so he doesn't have to resist until they beat him up and then they have to force him. No. As long as the Bezdin passes him that he has to pay, then he pays out of his own free will. It's also called imposed by the Bezdin. But it doesn't necessarily mean that until the Gemar Din, the Chiv doesn't exist. It could be all along the Chiv is there, but it has to be, the Knas has to be paid by Taurus Onish, So if the person does an onish on his own, that's not called, self-imposed onish is not called an onish. We have, as I mentioned, that there is a famous problem in the Rambam. The Rambam lists off what he considers are the Taryag Mitzvahs HaTorah. And there are those who disagree here and there, you know, with a lot of details of the Rambam. So one of the kashas is the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham also has something to say, Hilchas Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham quotes that the Rambam counts as two lavim in Hilchas Shabbos. One lav, you're not allowed to do malochet b'Shabbos. Another lav, you're not allowed to administer misas bezin b'Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham says, why did the Rambam count as a separate lav? L'svaresh b'chol mosh v'sechem v'yoyim ha-Shabbos. And Gemara says, the expression mosh v'sechem has the connotation of mosh bezin. Bezin is not allowed to administer Mrs. Bezin. So the Magen Avraham asked, the Gemara had a Havamina, and Yevamos in Sanhedrin, the Gemara had a Havamina. Oh, fantastic, Kal v'chomer, that Mrs. Bezin should be mutter on Shabbos, because we know that Karbon is Tzibra Decha Shabbos. And we know that if the only kohen who's able to do karbanas tzibur on the weekdays, let's say the only kohen who's able to do karbanas tzibur happens to be a murderer, that says in the chumash, mi mizbechi tekachen olamos. You don't let him do karbanas. I was going to be with the karban tzibur, sanisht, so we don't bring any karban tzibur. So we'll bring tomorrow, but we won't. We're going to lose out the opportunity today. So you see that Mrs. Bezin is so important. Is dech all the karbanas tzibur? Dech karbanas tzibur adrecha Shabbos. If A is greater than B, B is greater than C, then A is greater than C. So that's called the Kal v'chomer of Yesh B'chal. There are two kinds of Kal v'chomer. There's one Kal v'chomer, Midin Echad L'Haveiro, if Shem Beregel is if Karen is Chai B'Shus HaRabim, so Shem Beregel should certainly be Chai B'Shus HaRabim. Because Shem Beregel, when they pay Nezik Shalom. So it's Mochomer then. So that's one kind of Kal v'chomer. Or you should make a Kal v'chomer to say that Karen B'Shus HaNezik should pay Nezik Shalom. So that's a Kal v'chomer. Midin Echad, we have two dinim. We establish which is chomer, which is kal. So the kal should have all the kulis of the chomer. Or the chomer should have all the chomers of the kal. Then you have a different kind of Kal v'chomer. You have A is greater than B, B is greater than C, A is greater than C. That's called Yesh B'chal Masayin Mona. That's considered a stronger Kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says that's what you have over here. Mises Bezin is more chomer than all the karbonis in the world. And Karbanas Tzibur is Zman Kavod Decha Shabbos, and Mises Bezin should be Decha Shabbos. A is greater than B, B is greater than C. So I need a pasuk to teach me that the Kal v'chomer is wrong, not to make a Kal v'chomer. So it says, Lo Sabareish B'chol Mosh V'Sechem B'Yoyim HaShabbos, even for the purpose of Sreifas Bas Koyim, even for the purpose of administering Mises Bezin, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But after you have the pasuk, so it's just the same old din that you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So what did the Rambam count it as a separate lav? It's not a separate Issa. It's the same old Issa of Chilul Shabbos. I would have thought that there's a Heta here, just like Korbanas Tzibur Decha Shabbos. I would have thought that Mrs. Bezin is Decha Shabbos. So the Pasuk teaches me not to make the Kal v'chomer. But after you have the Pasuk, it comes out that it's forbidden because of Malacha. So it's included in Lasasa Kol Malacha. So this is the Magen Avraham's Kasha, has no Teret. So a lot of Achrayim say that the Teretz is, Davdei Nezer is known for this. He has this and others have it. Rabbi Mendel Kasha put out a whole sefer that's called HaRambam HaMechilta DeRashbi. The dinim in the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, as well as in the Mishnah Torah, that are based on Mechilta DeRav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Mechilta that we use, the normal Mechilta, is not Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, but every so often the Rambam will quote the Mechilta DeRav Shimon Bar Yochai. So he points out that this is, but he has a long arichas on this. This is the whole sefer that he has on Rambam HaMechilta DeRashbi. It's famous because of this piece. He has other pieces that are not well known. The main one is this. So he says that this is the emes teretz on the Rambam. That the Rambam holds that it's usur to be manish b'Shabbos even if there's no chilul Shabbos. Let's say to put somebody in cherem. So that's an einish. That's an einish. So many poskim say that that's included in this prohibition. What, he's not in violation of Nitilus Neshama? He didn't do any malocha? No, it's not malocha. But Shalom Lahanish B'Shabbos is a separate law. Not only by Malkus and Misa, because Malkus and Misa there's a malocha, by Misa there's Nitilus Neshama, Malkus is Chovel, is going to bleed. Even if by Malkus there wouldn't be any, even if it happened that Ramam holds Malocha Shem Tzvich Legufa is an Isa Deraisa. No one's going to use the blood when you whip the person, when you give him malchus, no one's going to use the blood. But the Rambam holds malocha shein tzvich legufa is an isa deraisa, they say there's a malocha. It could be the Rambam would agree, that's the question. The Rambam holds that the malocha shein tzvich legufa is deraisa. It could be that it's only by yovis, not by toldus. That's how Rabbi Tzal That's a Rabbi Yitzel Panavizhia claims. Farem for Zola Rambam's like that. And the Mekevus HaMishnah has like that also, that the Rambam only holds Ein Svich Leguf is Deraisa by Yovas, not by Tovas. When you cause a person to bleed, there's probably a Tolda that's not enough. So if you're not going to, if you don't plan to use the blood, probably the Rambam would have been that that's not an Isa Deraisa there. And he still says that you're not allowed to administer Mises Beznan Shabbos, you're not allowed to administer Malkus. What's the Avera Deraisa? What's the Malacha Deraisa and Malkus? So the Achrayim Olas and the Mogen Aram says, because the Rambam the Shittah says Ein Svich Leguf is Malacha Deraisa. So he's doing chavala, he's causing bleeding. Could be that the Rambam would agree that chavala is only malacha deraisa if it's tzvicha legufa. If he doesn't plan to use the blood, so that ain't tzvicha legufa. Could be the Rambam would agree it's only the Rabban. But let's say cherem. So a lot of poskim hold you're not allowed to be matal cherem on Shabbos Yontov. And he said deraisa, shalom v'hanish. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik cleared a suffix. What would be the din if Bezdin will force a person to pay kefal dalad dehei on Shabbos? Will the Bezdin be in violation of this din, Shelo Lahanish B'Shabbos? What's the suffix where the Knas is an Oinesh? He could say this, Rav Soloveitchik, I don't remember what he said. Whether the suffix is where the Knas is an Onesh, or for sure Knas is an Onesh, but it's not an Onesh Aguf, it's an Onesh Mamon. So maybe this Lav, Lo Sevar Esh Chom HaShosech B'Yom HaShabbos, perhaps the special Lav, Shelo Lahanish B'Shabbos, only applies to Onesh Aguf, maybe it doesn't apply to Onesh Mamon. But that's l'chore the kavona in this Yerushalmi, that the Bavli, the Yerushalmi, everybody agrees to this. It doesn't make sense to pay, even if the guy now is a Baal Tshuva, he wants to do on his own, it doesn't make sense to pay Knas on your own before Bezdin makes a Gemara. Because Knas is considered an Oynish, and a self-imposed Oynish. It doesn't have a Shem Oynish. It has to be imposed me Bachutz.
Can you say what he's saying? Doesn't he want to learn a husband like Sivar Oish that's famous for that Kakul Bahavaris Chayiv? So from there you see that the Gemara is using that pasuk to teach you a Shem.
What's called the Malacha? That Gemara and Shabbos is Faket from this, right? Yeah, that is true. I don't know. He says the Rambam doesn't follow the Gemara. You're right. That Gemara is Faket. You have to look again inside. He said the Rambam got it from the Mechilta the Rashbi, that it's a separate Issa. Shalom lahanish b'shabbos. That's why he counted it as a separate law. Okay, this daf is an important daf. Good. So maybe tomorrow we'll continue with the Gemara on the top of Ayin Vav and Aleph. We just left out a little bit of Machmas bi'asusa de'edim. Okay, we'll go back to Ayin Ham and Aleph. We left out a few lines in the middle, 10 lines. So we'll do the 10 lines, then we'll go to the top line. I'm going to the Hebrew.